America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. I guess we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact.
Over the last 4 weeks, fewer Americans filed initial claims for unemployment insurance than any time in recorded history. Since President Biden took office, since President Biden.
People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement, I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that.
There's President Obama with a baseball cap on. Can't really read what the cap says. There's President Obama with a baseball cap on.
Keep government open. We have to do those imminently, more imminently even, to address the full Obama agenda of building back better.
Did I say that out loud?
Full Obama agenda.
So folks, you want to nominate a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an O'Biden-Bama Democrat, an O'Biden-Bama Democrat, join us.
I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that.
Interesting.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us live. We are very late today. I do apologize. It's because of my my software. All right, we'll leave it at that. I've had enough of it. What are you going to do? But all right, anyway, good to see you. We're about 25 minutes late. Thought I would be on time today, but I got fucked over pretty good. Anyway, good to see you all. How are you doing, Lon?
Yeah, and you're really unhappy about that. But how about this cool new symbol behind me? So is it just a triangle, Henrik? Or what is this? Because I didn't choose it.
Well, first of all, it's upside down, so that should be fine. It's not a Illuminati pyramid. That points in the other direction. Yeah, I know, right? I just like that. I just want something new for the background.
No, it's cool. I like it, too. Relax. It's just sometimes it's just a triangle.
It's a cigar sometimes.
Yes.
I thought it was the power is pointing down though, or like it's from the bottom up instead of a top down, right? It's bottom up from as opposed to top down. Isn't that good?
Yeah,
are we not for that or no?
It's very female.
Yeah. All right. If you want to join, what is it? April 8th today, ladies and gentlemen. It's always good to see you. Thank you for spending some time with us today. What happened? Are all my lower thirds gone? No, there they are, right there. Okay,
there's
there we
a
go.
Few left.
AWStream.live/RedEyesTV. If you want to join us, odyssey.com/RedEyesTV or @RedEyesTV, I guess. Keep an eye on that as well. And Rumble is up and running, and we do have power chats, but because of my software, all the nice little lower thirds added in are gone. So
you can still use it, though. Excuse me. And yes. Can read it, powerchat.live/RedEyes.
Okay. I think you might be rolling up above maybe later.
So all you right. can try that on for size.
Cool. All right.
Something different.
Very good. So we got to get going here. Otherwise, we'll never get out of here. Quick mention here. I did not know the gentleman, but I received an email. Thank you to you. I won't say your name in case there's an issue with that, too. But apparently a guy in Germany who went by Andrea Riva, but his real name was Andreas Kress. Apparently he translated a bunch of stuff that we had done and other people. And so we thank him for that, but he sadly passed away. I've actually never talked to him, never heard of him, but just a quick shout out to him. Apparently he was a good guy. He was fighting despite all the craziness in Germany. He was very outspoken about his beliefs and certain things. So there you go. Farewell, Combat Comrade Andreas, FTAOL is what apparently what he went by. From Truth and Other Lies, that's the channel name. Apparently there are some archives, I believe, on
that,
Telegram.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Yeah, okay. I do remember.
All right, so thank you to you, sir. Didn't know you, but thank you to you. Thank you for
Rest
your service.
Hope you're feasting news, in the halls of Valhalla there, huh?
Yes, that is absolutely right. All right, so... Should we just move? Do you want to take a couple of
Our friend Cuck Free Zone, thank you for all you've done to help our people get closer to racial awakening. Hail Henrik and Lana. Well, thank you. Thank
We're
you.
Trying.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good Dog to see Whistler you, says, FYI, not seeing the live stream on my Entropy, but seeing it on a separate browser I have open on my laptop. Looking forward to an insightful show.
So, wait a minute. Entropy. Oh, no. Okay. Never mind. Okay. Got it. Gotcha. Good. Okay.
All right. Yep. And Vultureman, thank you. Thank you for the little face and the donation.
That's nice. All right. And I saw someone want to change links. What was it again? Altmedia96 want to do links exchange with my channel. Is that something you can do on like Odyssey or something like that? I know that they were working on some kind of membership program and stuff. There's like a bunch of services like that now, which I guess is an interesting option. There's some that prefer just to be on a platform. Conservative Thinker reminded me many times we got to get our stuff uploaded to Rockfin. We set up an account, but we're so busy today. But so that could be one option. You can even do, it's weird, right? But you can even do like a subscription thing on Telegram. Somebody is saying we might mirror our members' content on there. And if you prefer that platform, you can watch it there. You know, I don't know. We're looking into some of those things. But apparently Odyssey was doing that too. That's why I'm bringing it up. Odyssey was doing like a Substack type thing, like members only, but you can, you know, pay it in, I guess, library tokens or something.
Cool.
All right. Should we dive into some of the topics here?
Let's do it. Come on.
Let's
we got a lot.
Yes, we do. We do. So, yeah, basically, as we said at the time, right, this seems kind of suspicious. Governor, I almost said Rachel.
Whitmer.
Gretchen Whitmer. They're dropping the cases here. Two has been acquitted because of a hung jury, and on two more. That's kind of a weird headline there, actually. In the Whitmer kidnapping plot. Remember this? This goes back a few months. It was basically a bunch of distilling it. It was a bunch of feds that roped up a couple of guys, a
couple stoners,
which were basically. Some of them were already fed informants, I believe, but there were like two guys or something.
It's like more feds than not.
Yeah, there was basically like eight feds and then two guys that were not.
Hey, you want to go kidnap?
They're going to kidnap her. They're going to blow up the Michigan Capitol, like all these kinds of things. But apparently, their glowy operations are collapsing and falling apart before our eyes. Not always, of course. But this is a good sign in that direction, right?
Yeah, and the jury got to hear about all, you know, what the feds were up to, how they were trying to rope them into this. And so I think that's why it's a hung jury.
Yeah,
right?
Two of four men were acquitted Friday in a conspiracy to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020, motivated by fury at the Democrats' tough COVID-19 restrictions early in the pandemic. The jury's verdict against Daniel Harris and Brandon Caserta were read in the federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the case presided over by a judge, blah, blah, blah. Jurors said they couldn't agree on verdicts against Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. Prosecutor described Fox as a ringleader of an anti-government group. Two of the most serious charges, kidnapping conspiracy and conspiracy to use explosive, both carry potential life sentences. So they could, I guess, there are still some charges, you know, lingering and stuff like that. But they said FBI undercover agents and informants tricked and cajoled the men into agreeing to a conspiracy.
Remember? Not surprised.
You can just basically like be on a Telegram channel. Like, hey, kid, you wanna blow up a building? And then you're like,
and you send a laughing face, or
right,
something.
Right. You don't say no. Then like you're well, we got you.
I saw too that defense attorneys were saying that their clients were, you know, they were weekend warriors. How about that? Prone to big wild talk, who were often stoned. So they're like, yeah, dude, let's totally do it, man. You know, just joking around. And then it's like the feds like, see, evidence.
Yeah.
They so want to do it.
Huge blow to the FBI. Zero guilty verdicts in the case of the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan governor. I remember that was like she was running again. What was it? There was obviously it was like she had done like these insane COVID restrictions. So they had to like make her the victim as opposed to all the people out there.
She's batshit
like,
crazy.
Crazy, yeah. This guy. Not guilty verdict for three, hung jury on the alleged ringleader. All right, good stuff. So that's always funny. And remember, these are some of the headlines, just to like, you know, jar your memory here. Here they are to save the day, right? The FBI comes in and, oh my God, look at that. Thank God we have the FBI, right? Plot to kidnap. This is from October 8th, 2020. Plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer thwarted by the FBI. No, it was set up by the FBI. It was conjured up by them. And they thought that they could stop. Look, we stopped our own gay operation.
And she was loving all the publicity and the attention. Remember how mm-hmm. she was just milking it mm-hmm. in her mansion with all her private security and the wall. Remember, she wanted to build a wall around her place.
I think she has a wall now.
She already has one, but while she was against Trump's wall, we know who she is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In another case here, this is kind of funny, right? Judge issues first outright acquittal of January 6th riot defendant. So same scenario here, right? It was, yes, there were some people that were dumb enough to be roped into this gay operation. And sadly, they literally just followed other people. But this is an interesting case because this guy was actually waved in by the police. And that's one of the reasons why he was acquitted, right? The defendant claimed that he thought police allowed him into an entrance near the Capitol. What do I mean thought?
Yeah, like they either did or they didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure there's camera footage to prove that.
McFadden, which is the, is that the judge? Yeah, McFadden. And the immediate thought was, this is a Trump-appointed judge, and oh, we got to get him, let's assassinate him kind of thing. You know, that's what they're like, you know, subtly saying here, right? Said that based on video of the scene, the assertion was at least plausible and that prosecutors failed to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt, right? Martin claimed that he thought the police had allowed him into an entrance near the Capitol Rotunda on January 6th. Same thing, CNN had the article too. They were seething about this, like, oh my God. And again, immediately pivoting like in the headline, right? Well, he said that it was magical. Therefore, you know, J6 man bad, right? But he was acquitted. Why? And then you scroll down. At least one video played during the trial appeared to show an officer moving his arm in a waving motion.
There you go.
Okay, well, that's kind of clear to me. And before it says, what was it? There was no attempts made, right, to actually stop them, right? There were many people that were going in this direction, and there was no basically like not stopping them in combination with actually waving them into the building, right? What does that tell you about the setup here? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So anyway, so that's some good news among all of this because it's kind of crazy, right? There's another story I want to show you real quick here too. I want to play a video by this guy. He's done some good things. Thomas Massie, Kentucky, what is he, senator? Congressman. Who's coming down on how they're trying to label vaccine doubters or people who do not want to take the mRNA gene therapy experimental kill shot. The estate is trying to claim that these people are basically domestic terrorists, right? So there was actually a bill here discussing this recently. Now, a lot of them contain the same old usual garbage about Nazis and white supremacists. That's the biggest issue. Yes, but you know, but what about the vaccine skeptics, right? Remember this? We covered this a while back from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, potential terror threats, opposition to COVID measures. So it goes under, excuse me, under that banner. Basically, if you don't believe in the vaccine, well, you're not only got a screw loose because clearly it's very safe and effective, as we now can see. You're also a terrorist. This is what Massie had to say about it. Listen to this.
Let's just summarize this for the folks back home. We've got a bill here, as Chairman Nadler says, that's going to set up more bureaucracy to go after domestic terrorism, and that's probably a good thing.
No, that's fail number one, but all right, we'll take it. That's actually not a good thing, but whatever. Carry on.
And Mr. Biggs has offered an amendment that says you can't use the funds that are going to be authorized in this bill to investigate, analyze, monitor, or prosecute any individual who's declined the COVID vaccine or expressed opposition to it. This is constitutionally redundant, this amendment. It is obvious on its face. But it's not been kicked out by the chairman or anybody else here for being non-germane because it is germane.
I think Gerald Nadler will kick this out. He's the guy behind all of these draconian things. Well, one of them anyway, the penguin. Huh?
This should terrify you. This amendment is germane to the bill because the FBI has already indicated that your opposition to taking the vaccine or to spreading information that might be true but the CDC doesn't agree with will qualify you to be targeted as a possible domestic terrorist.
You're definitely a domestic terrorist.
So, listen, when the CDC
now,
changed the definition of vaccination. They changed the very definition of vaccination. If somebody had the gall to point out that that goes against 250 years of medicine, of science, the redefinition of vaccination, should that make them a domestic terrorist? No. This amendment is spot on. The CDC has been involved in the past 2 years trying to cover up something we've known about for 10,000 years, natural immunity. What if you dared to say that I trust my natural immunity to protect me from the next infection of this virus? Should that, what if I dared? Okay, maybe I have said that for 2 years. But that shouldn't make you a domestic terrorist. Come on. Why would the Democrats be opposed to this amendment? I don't know. Some have said, well, the language, there should be a for where there's an and or something like that. Well, let's fix it then. Because the fact that this amendment is germane is terrifying. The fact that we even need to mention this amendment is terrifying. The fact that moms are going to be targeted as domestic terrorists because they think their five-year-old doesn't need the freaking vaccine because they've looked at the data.
And they don't.
They've seen that the flu presents more of a risk to their child than COVID does. Any of the variants. Does that make that mom a domestic terrorist?
Yes.
What if, I mean,
if she's white?
It's ridiculous that the Democrats are even opposing this. It should be adopted by unanimous consent. If they have some problem with the language, then let's fix the language. But let's not label moms domestic terrorists for saying they don't want their child to get the vaccine. Let's not label expecting mothers domestic terrorists because they say, I want to go ahead and have my baby before I get this vaccine. Because this data's not been out there. This vaccine, by the way,
we have enough data to know that it's basically deadly and dangerous now.
Can't be labeled a domestic terrorist by the FBI for refusing a medical treatment that only one of three corporations are allowed to provide in this country.
With no liability.
In other words, if you don't accept a medical treatment for one of these three giant corporations, then you could be a terrorist. Yes.
Yep.
And this is the other thing. Joe Biden has said the only industry that's immune to prosecution or immune to liability is the gun industry. That's ridiculous. They get sued all the time for defective products. But who doesn't get sued? Who never gets sued for a defective product?
Big
Who's
pharma?
Got emergency use? Who's got the PREP Act? The vaccine manufacturers.
Yep.
Does that make me a domestic terrorist for saying these facts? It shouldn't.
Yes.
And this amendment should be adopted. And I yield back the balance of my time.
All right. Anyway, you get the point. So at least one of these conservative Republicans are squawking back a little bit.
Isn't that sad?
Well,
one. Ooh, we got one.
This committee, which is made up of 25 Democrats and 19 Republicans, passed the bill 21-17 on a party line vote. The Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act is now heading for the House floor after the bill was heavily debated for 3 days, right? Florida Congressman Greg Staub proposed an amendment that I'm not sure if that's the same amendment or not, probably not, that would include a targeted focus on radicalized social justice groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Okay, well, good, you could say, right? But why? Well, it's because the original bill only focused on alleged threats of so-called white supremacists and neo-Nazis, right?
Well, they would put people who don't vaccinate in that same category.
That's just it. That's why, you know, that's what he's pointing out there. And that's why he shouldn't say the first part. He said, oh, that's probably good. What, buddy? They're calling everybody a Nazi.
They call housewives who are white and don't hate themselves and who aren't feminists, they call them white supremacists and Nazis.
And another, loudmouth, you know, and it's good that he's talking about it, but what does he actually do? I'm not going to support the amendment because the biggest problem we face is the inward turning of these national security organizations. Matt Gaetz said that, right? So at least that's some pushback, but it's passed, so that's going to go to the House next. And so you could potentially
be a
vaccine terrorist soon here. So,
the debate? Like, what could the other side possibly say that is a good reason for labeling even housewives who don't want the jab as domestic terrorists?
Sure.
What could you possibly say to defend that? It's amazing.
Well, you know, they're mass murderers. They're not vaccine is the only thing that's going to take us out of this. That's safe and effective. It's going to save lives. If you're against that, you're basically a killer, right? Which makes you a domestic terrorist. Well, one good thing about, you know, all the neo-Nazi things and stuff that they had in that bill too.
We don't really exist anyway. White supremacy. So who are you attacking? There's no such thing as white people. Oh, it's just an invention until it's time to crap all over us and blame us for something. So then, okay, then stop using the term white supremacy or white supremacist if we don't exist. See,
that's still a fiction that exists.
Let me just read this here. It's funny because someone told me to, you're not white, you're Slav. I'm like, you can be both.
I'm Slav and I'm white, you retard. That's funny. Yeah. The invention of the white people, Hamid Dashabi writes here, dismantling of the murderous myth that is white people will break down the backbone of the racist ideology. And surprise, surprise, of course, he is... professor of Iranian studies and comparative literature at Columbia University.
It's always the same place.
Invention of the white people was a blatant mechanism of power and domination, he says there. So I agree with that, and then remove the white supremacy neo-Nazi.
I'm pretty sure when we appeared in foreign countries and they had never seen white people before, they used words like white in their language or glowing or shining or the bright ones, or we've seen that actually.
It is funny someone pointed out too, it's kind of funny that it's interesting that it took white people to show up to invent the category of white people to benefit from it, thereby giving themselves power and domination.
Yeah, it is funny.
How does that work again?
I know.
I'm not sure.
I know.
All right. So let's switch over to some grooming news. There's been a lot of grooming news recently, and we didn't cover this yet, but yes, it was a Thursday, I believe, that the Senate confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Simply outrageous. I had covered this in Weekend Warrior. Yeah, in all our cases judging pedophiles, child porn, there's even a case of child sex torture.
Yep.
We're talking baby
leniency.
Sex torture, okay? Sadomasochistic torture of a baby. She gave the lightest possible sentence. And then when she was confronted on this, she squirmed around, oh, well, it's the system to blame and blah, blah, blah. You were a federal judge. You could give any sentence that you wanted. You didn't have to give the lightest possible sentence. But it appears that the only time that she likes white people or gives them a break is when they are some kind of a pedophile or guilty of like torturing babies or something. But this is who they choose for the Supreme Court. And this is diversity right here. Good times.
Diversity
Good times
higher.
For U.S. Supreme Court.
Again, it's like, you know, so now you have, I mean, you already have questionable pedophile apologists on the Supreme Court.
They're all over D.C.
But now you have an open one, right? That's like the next step. No, this is what we're doing. We're grooming the kids. We want to diddle the kids. Let's put some people in there that can, you know, look the other way when, you know, these Epstein things really start exploding and stuff. And when we uncover what they've been doing at Disney and all this stuff, right? But anyways, we've been through some of this material, but just
but
the denial.
Black.
And,
but she's
black.
She's
a black woman. What do you want? They're only attacking her because they're racists, right? Wasn't that the thing? All right. So anyway, they confirmed her, and there's a slew of thing here. But we let's begin with this. This is another thing that's happening in conjunction with this, right? They're like, basically, for the most part, left. But there's conservatives too. There's neocons, conservatives, all kinds of, you know, from all walks of life. There are people that are upset. That we're calling these people groomers, right? They don't like that. They are offended by this. This is worrying. This is like the Nazis, Bill Kristol said, right? And so they're spurging out because it's an anti-grooming bill in Florida, and Disney is reacting. All these other thing, other people are reacting. They're walking around saying gay everywhere, right? So now the Department of Justice, according to Jen Psaki, is going to be going after Alabama for not allowing basically gender, you know, mutilation on kids, right? Listen to the wording here too. It's essential to save their lives. I believe that's the wording she's using. Listen to this.
But Alabama's lawmakers and other legislators who are contemplating these discriminatory bills have been put on notice by the Department of Justice and the Department of Health and Human Services that laws and policies preventing care that healthcare professionals recommend for transgender minors may violate the Constitution and federal law. law. To be clear, every major medical association agrees that gender-affirming health care for transgender kids is a best practice and potentially life-saving. All of this begs an important question. What are these policies actually trying to solve for? LGBTQI plus people can't be erased or forced back into any closets, and kids across our nation should be allowed to be who they are without the threat that their parents or their doctor could be imprisoned simply for helping them and loving them.
Yeah, but now you want to imprison them for not letting your 14-year-old have puberty blockers or your 8-year-old, as I covered in a Weekend Warrior. They say, oh, kids are never too... We don't give it to kids too young. They start at 8 and even less so sometimes, even when they're like 6. When they're 5 already, they're like talking about pushing it. So you're telling me that if your kid who can't even drive a car yet or have a drink is, you know, by law, says, Mom, Dad, I think I'm another gender. I want to take these puberty blockers, maybe cut my balls off or whatever, make this huge life-changing decision that could permanently, they cannot take this back, that a child can make that decision. And if their parents don't want to do it, it's an invasion, or they're violating their civil rights, and then they can go and have a case and possibly get the parents thrown in jail for violating their civil rights.
Grooming kids, manipulating them into thinking they're something that they're not, and then, but basically that's coercion, right? That's forcing them to do something while they believe that they're the one behind this option or whatever, or this choice, I guess. So not giving them, removing their genitals, right? Or whatever it is that they're seeking to do here is somehow
puberty blockers.
Scarring them for life,
which
literally.
Are horrible long-term damage from those, by the way.
That's a violation. That's wanting to that life-saving gender reassignment surgery, they call it. But yeah, so here's a couple of examples, right? That they're getting really worried in the mainstream media. And as I said, there's a couple of cucks in this too. Bill Kristol. I watched the grotesque and evidence-free accusation of, quote, grooming, unquote, pro-pedophilia, unquote, etc. And I feel I'm in another era. Here we go, right? Oh, it's 1937.
Keep using it, then.
With some politicians embracing it and others toying with the protocols of the Elders of Zion. What is this? And the media judiciously reporting on both sides of the debate. Right, teachers who mention sexuality are grooming kids, conservatives say. Corporate media wonders why conservatives are so worried about groomers. What's going on? Another conservative down bottom right. In other words, they have to push back. Right, there was a whole segment. Hope that doesn't auto start here. Yeah, it does. Here is the Glossogonorm. What's his name again? Chris Hayes. Right, whole segment on this defending. This type of behavior, and then twisting the whole thing. Or was it this guy? I think it was this guy. Twisting the whole thing and started going off on one case where a Republican somewhere had, like, been for child marriage or something, which, again, is sick and stuff. But, like, most people denounce that anyway. But, like, the whataboutism or, like, but them, you know. But you're defending groomery.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
You're more upset that you're getting called names as opposed to the kids who are being abused themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what I see happening.
Yeah. So here's another one. Here's MSNBC. And this ties in, you know, to Disney and stuff, right? They all have to come out and you know, support Disney. And we'll talk more about them in a moment here, too, right? Here is Morning Joe on MSNBC going after Ron DeSantis. Because now it's... virtue signaling over the Disney issue here. Listen to this.
Honestly, there are upset people about this.
Setup. It's such a phony
and you're being
issue.
Set up. In response, DeSantis wants to revoke Disney's special privileges.
Good.
Since 1967, 54 years, Disney World has been allowed to act essentially as its own government under the Reedy Creek Improvement
its
Act.
Own government.
The park oversees its own land use, regulates its own buildings, roads, and essentially provide services a county government typically would. If DeSantis...
Do they have their own courts as well? Is that what I'm hearing here? Right?
Mouse Court?
are the judges that's tied to that? Is that before or after they go to the 33 Club or what?
Yeah.
You know, like, well, what's... or maybe the Mickey Mouse Club. What was it called? Or the grooming that you have the so-called stars.
You know what they say, where pedophiles like to hang out, where the kids are.
Yes, and we have some stories on that too.
Successfully revokes this statute, Disney World would come under regulation of two Florida counties.
So they're cotton candy waterfalls, Willie, would come under Florida
joining us now.
Environmental regulation. Wait, I just ask a Willie question.
Mm.
Let's ask a Lily question.
I would just start to say, Governor DeSantis is willing to signal, use this moment to signal on a culture issue.
Yeah, for no reason whatsoever, he's counteracting.
An institution that employs 80,000 people in his state. He's going after Disney to make a point to some future political audience, perhaps.
Virtue signaling, obviously, more important to him. Let's bring.
It's funny how they like pick up those terms.
Oh, they just copy everything.
Conservative. Sorry, I didn't interrupt. Conservative activist reveals that Disney has a massive pedophile problem. Imagine my shock, right? And some people have gone through just a cut. Just
is
a
that one being
arrested?
These. He really fits this stereotype, doesn't he?
A lifeguard at Animal Kingdom Lodge was busted in a child predator sting wearing his Disney work clothes, right? Following the proposed progressive mob's marching orders, Walt Disney Company has repeatedly opposed Florida's anti-grooming law, intended to protect the state's young school-aged children and uphold parental rights in education. It's not a surprise to many supporting the bill that the children's entertainment giant has been a longtime employer of pedophiles and child predators embedded among its staff, according to numerous reports in previous years.
Of course.
Investigative journalist and activist Rufo, we talked about him many times.
Everyone's
before.
Just noticing. It's always been this way.
Of course. And, again,
we're just actually really looking at it now.
This is like pizza. You know, basically, the conspiracy nutters out there have been talking about this for, I mean, we've.
A long time.
I mean, some of the earlier shows we did was on, like on Disney, how they're mind controlling kids and what goes on at Disney World and people being groomed and stuff. Anyway. Yeah. They go through this in quite a bit of detail here, but we don't have to go through every single case here. But basically, like, here's one. Disney worker Robert Kingsolver, arrested in 2014 as undercover agents posed as a 14-year-old girl, right? I work for Disney. Come, do you want to go hang out, right? There's a number of other cases here, too. There's the Kingsolver guy. 40-year-old Alan Trester. A concierge at Animal Kingdom Lodge, who used to work at Disney's popular Toy Story ride, also appeared in a 2014 as a residence to meet a 14-year-old child hoping to fulfill a fantasy. That's right.
Off yeah, gets, with
it,
their
it just
heads.
Goes off here, you know. Yeah, here's another guy, right? The Alan Trester. That's that guy. Yeah, definitely fits the bill. Huh? Here's another guy. Disney employee Paul Fazio. Arrested for 50 counts of possessing child pornography, including multiple scenes of nude prepubescent children engaging in sexual
disgusting.
Activity with adults. And he just goes and goes.
There's
and like
so
all
many,
these people.
Like,
we don't
so
have time to go through all these, but like, yeah, he just keeps coming. Disney cruise employees and stuff, right? Oh, you there's not a. What are they worried about? Why are they talking about Disney? Here's little Brian Stettel coming out of the woodwork. Again, of course, defending Disney. Look at this.
In the United States, we're seeing a theme of the midterm elections emerging. It's the way you can see a wave start to form far from shore before it breaks on the beach. The theme, the talking point on the right, is about protecting kids from the dangers of the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah, that's absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, especially
just demonstrated
nowadays.
Why.
Especially nowadays, even just all their programming alone. But now we're talking about actual physical threats being at Disney itself.
Yeah, and then it's also, it's not just, the employees at Disney. It's like now the higher ups, how they're grooming kids into this LGBTQ pride nonsense, right? And that's an element and programming and then the stuff that's actually happening in Disneyland and Disney World, right? Anyway, more here from Stettel here.
Really? But
yes,
Disney is just
really.
a stand-in. It's just a symbol for something bigger. A conservative backlash to growing acceptance of gay and transgender people. A conservative fear that traditional beliefs are being trampled on. And there are entire networks that program to this fear. And many politicians that react
to it. He's saying
they're
pedophiles?
That's the story here.
He is.
As the CNN.com reporting says, 3 months into the new year, lawmakers in dozens of states have introduced a slew of bills that could limit the rights of LGBTQ Americans.
So he's saying that if you go after these pedophiles, you're targeting the LGBTQ.
Yeah, that's what I heard him say.
That's what he's saying.
You're limiting their rights and attacking them.
Okay. Their rights to diddle kids? Well, I'm sorry. That's a line that shouldn't be crossed at no circumstances, ever. And, I mean, again, it's like, you know, for a while, I was kind of like laissez-faire. And it's like, all right, they want to get married. Whatever. It's like, no way. Back in the closet with you. Because
people call
the
slippery slope.
Yes.
Yep.
Some of those bills are framed as parental rights bills. Opponents say they're really actually anti-gay bills. And it's easy to picture this battle continuing right through the midterm elections. But for folks who aren't partisan warriors, this battle.
If gay people aren't pedophiles, they shouldn't be offended by these things.
No.
Right?
I spoke with a Disney executive who's caught in the middle of it right now. And they said, you know, Disney's brand for decades has been family friendly and has been gay friendly. And that hasn't been in conflict.
Yeah, that doesn't mix little shtetl.
Need not be in conflict. But the media organs that profit from conflict are on a crusade now, working overtime to demonize Disney, claiming the company is indoctrinating and sexualizing children through movies and TV shows.
Of course.
So let's unpack what's going on.
It's literally
happening. I think this story's going to be with us for at least another 6 months. The main prompt this winter was Florida's Parental Rights and Education Bill, cast by critics as the Don't Say Gay Bill. Disney CEO Bob Chapek is seen there on screen. He tried to sidestep the politics at first by not publicly opposing the bill, although Disney was working privately with lobbyists to try to water it down. Now, Chapek's lack of a public opposition sparked an internal revolt by LGBTQ employees and allies.
When we covered some of that, and I don't think they have covered any of that.
Kids from sexualization. We're talking about kindergartners through the third grade. That's what this bill was about. Don't show them pictures of anal sex, or just don't talk about sex with these kids at all. And by the way, the school should have nothing to do with that. That is 100% the parents' place to teach their children about sex.
At the pace they want, in the way they want it, the amount of what they
want. Ban it from school altogether.
Yeah, but there's no reason for that whatsoever. But again, that's because that's not what this is about. It's about grooming the kids and diddling the kids. That's what it's about, right? Here's a couple of examples how they used to cover some of this before people found out what they're really doing.
Yeah, they used to be disgusted when they would see kids portrayed like this, and they could obviously tell that they were being sexualized.
Not Vice Media, though. Photos of the fabulous kid of RuPaul's drag convention. Meet the child stars of the controversial new wave of drag. This 8-year-old drag queen doesn't care what the haters say. Right? A pedophile opens up about being targeted by vigilantes. Yeah, because, you know, that's the problem.
Oh, you poor pedophile.
A child rape victim on why society should be more empathetic to pedophiles. Anyway, you can read. Most child sex abusers are not pedophiles, experts say. I spent a year living with non-offending pedophiles. Anyway, so this is, you know, and so now, but so this is what they have to defend, right? Here's another example in schools. Four more U.S. school teachers charged with sexual abuse of minors.
They go where the kids are. Yeah. This is why you have to suss them out and deal with them promptly and harshly.
Yeah. And every time they covered this, and the same thing with, what's the guy in New York called there, Chris Hayes, they go into the Pizzagate thing, they completely misrepresent what that was about, and cover basically the small faction of that, which basically they made up, right? And then they got that shooter and that, you know, kid, whatever happened there, and they focus on that, you know what I mean? Oh, there's not even a basement. There's like Instagram post where the guy, James Elefantis, talks about how all his pasta sauce is kept in the basement. And there's a photo of it. It's like, oh, there wasn't even a basement. This is, the whole claim is out the window, therefore, you know. Nothing about addressing the weird language between the Obamas and the Clintons and the Podestas and like what hot dogs, pasta, pizza. What is this all about? No, just let's not address that. You know what I mean?
All right. Yep.
Anyway.
Cock Free Zone says, gee, I wonder who owns Disney these days.
I think for the first time in many decades, it's a Goy guy, is it not? Am I wrong about
that? Well, of course they would put them there now.
This is a good time.
This period, right?
I forget his name, but anyway, you can go on there. Bob Chapek. Chapek, let me check him out here. Go ahead.
Go on the Chinaman. Good to have you with us. The only streaming service you should pay for is Weekend Warrior. Well, thank you.
That's right.
Really
that's right.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, check out the member section now. We have tons of extra stuff for you guys up there. Your interview will probably get tomorrow on the main channels, though. But yeah, a lot of more new, fresh second hours, new exclusive videos and stuff.
So getting back in the groove
Definitely better than Disney, let me tell you.
Last 6 months of dealing with the bioweapon virus or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, Bob Chapek, Disney. Can I get his wiki, please? Here we go. Let me see here. Oh, it's locked, of course. It's funny. As soon as there is something happening, I've noticed this.
What was it,
the other thing we saw, right? It was another guy. Something was a controversy. He was charged with being a fed. Oh, quickly, the pedophiles at Wikipedia just let's lock it. Not that you could do anything anyway. They just go back on it, right? Let me see here.
Magitech, thank you so much for your kind donation. He says, I had to go to Best Buy for some stuff the other day, and the guy that helped me was wearing a Mjolnir pendant.
Nice.
Pretty cool. Arizona.
Oh, that's cool.
And you're like, Did you do that?
You, we're the same. You.
He wasn't one of those.
Thank
he
you,
wasn't
Magic one, Tech. Thanks for accounting for
He wasn't
Thank you so
one of those
that.
SJW pagans.
You Doubtful. Don't get. They would just have some gay flag with like. I don't see
a
them
rainbow
with like
hammer.
Hammers or anything like that. It's that's spoken for, folks. All right. Let me see what else we had. Oh, so, okay. So this is another one I want to play from Australia. There's a, this is, of course, not isolated to the United States of America. This is happening. Actually, it's happening in many parts around the world. In the Middle East, there's problem with this type of behavior. Orthodox Jews have problems with these kinds of behavior. Of course, it's well documented because this is what the media loves to do. But the Catholic orders and other religious institutions in the West, Christian institutions, that they have problems with this, right? But all over the West, it's like a pedophile epidemic, essentially, right? So here's a clip of a guy describing what they asked a 10-year-old girl to do. The discussion that she was supposed to have when she got home to her daddy. Listen to this here.
I wish to raise a matter this afternoon for the attention of the Minister for Education, and I have to say it is not often in this job I am absolutely shocked. I thought I'd seen everything, but this one is just beyond words. It is a note from a constituent who says, "Hi Bernie, this is a worksheet that my 10-year-old daughter brought home from school," and it includes a photo of the worksheet. "Part of her homework was to discuss with her father his erections and ejaculation.
Oh, my God.
I find this very disturbing and sickening, as indeed do I have to say.
Shit.
I have complained to the school and was told it was just part of the curriculum. Can you advise who else I should make a complaint to?" Well, I could go on for days who she could complain to. "My daughter still plays with dolls and writes letters to the Tooth Fairy. There is no way any little girl should be told to ask these questions." Well,
I'm
so say all
real.
Of us.
Yep.
What the hell is going on in this state when 10-year-old girls are told to go home and talk
That's
to your
right.
father
angry,
about
man.
His erections and about his ejaculations? What the hell is going on here?
I'm going to throw someone out the window.
Yeah.
How the hell are we supposed to protect our kids when this sort of perversion is in our schools? This is what is being dished up to them on a daily basis in a primary school, not even a secondary school, a primary school. This is just unbelievable. It's staggering. I could not imagine the reaction. I have three daughters. I could not imagine the reaction
of,
any of them.
Hopefully
if they were told to do that, they would be traumatized for life. I don't think they'd ever recover. Not sure I'd ever recover. This is just deplorable.
You find that person, you find all the people involved, and you do things that I can't say right now. You take care of that problem.
It's you
have
stop
to take
people.
Care of it now. Otherwise, it's just going to be we haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
With these people,
it is pretty insane, actually. Here's a very interesting link here. I hope you guys appreciate this as well. Here, Disney cruise, and so it goes back to, you know, we showed this meme here. Let me see here. Where are we? Here we go.
Norfolk says, time to get those kids out of those hellhole schools. Exactly. Precisely.
Yeah, so we covered this the other day. I think maybe it's one of the Weekend Warrior shows, but we talked about this, that there's basically an explosion of homeschooling for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I wonder why.
That we've been talking about, right? An explosion in homeschooling because basically all this crap is happening. And that's great. That's good that they're getting out. It's like something like 5 million people, kids, I mean, are being homeschooled right now. And that's just increasing literally by the month, essentially. But yeah, here's the meme here, right? The Disney castle at the very top. And what's that down below there?
Well, Epstein's
that's
temple.
Epstein's little, elevator shaft down into the deep underground tunnel base he has under the mountain there, right? And so this is the story I want to read to you real quick here. Disney cruises offer excursions to Epstein's little St. James Island.
Would you look at that?
Disney Cruises runs numerous cruises to St. Thomas and St. John in the Virgin Islands. Travelers could also book a number of excursions off the cruise ship to a variety of adventurous destinations. One such destination included several stops to Little St. James Island, owned by now-deceased sex offender, just call him pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. According to the MagicalKingdoms.com website. Disney Cruise Line offered Captain Nautica's snorkeling expedition, described as splashtacular and family adventures and nature adventures. Children as young as 8 years old could attend the 3.5 hour off outings offered by the cruise line to what was locally known as Pedophile Island.
Very suspicious.
And there's a little description here. Of what
how
they can
could
do.
You not question little people going to Little St. James, mm-hmm. huh?
Isn't that interesting? And of course, there's some other things surfacing here as well. Well, what is this here? Wait a minute. What's going on here? Is that Ghislaine Maxwell there? Yeah, with some with some Disney features. Yeah, exactly.
Just a coincidence.
I mean, I know that that's 1985, but you got to understand the network here goes deep, deep, and it's old. It's ancient. It goes way back. This is not just something that happened last week because you heard about it. As I said, there's people that have been exposing this and talking about this for decades and decades now, right? So again, just a complete coincidence, right? That they're showing up there, and of course, a little reminder here again in case you have forgotten, our friend Jeffrey Epstein, right, with the clientele that he kept, right, the people that he was hanging out with, Bill Gates, right. That's the what is the banker's name there again on the right? I forget what it's.
And they try and explain it away of like, well, he was a popular guy. He had a lot of parties.
He knew
a lot
of friends,
people.
Yeah.
I just happened to know him.
Yeah, sure right. Did, yeah, yeah. It's Dershowitz, right? Oh, Dershowitz. Oh, well, who's
just happened to get a picture
Dershowitz
with him?
Hanging out with? Oh, what in the world? What in the world is going on over here?
Right. This looks like Michael Tessarian on the left, a little bit.
That was not nice. No, I think Michael's okay. Much better looking than that.
Yeah, he is. And
he wouldn't have that Hebrew Hebrew necklace around his.
No, he definitely wouldn't have that
necklace either.
Definitely wouldn't have that.
So if you hear that Michael, I apologize.
Come back on the show.
So this is the guy that wrote did one of the movies together with Cernovich, right? I forget what his name is now. But yeah, they were covering for Dershowitz the longest time, right? And of course, everyone knows about the Trumps, you know, meeting with him and stuff. And, you know, allegedly nothing happened there, whatever. But you can bet your ass a lot of other things happened on Epstein's little plane there.
Whose kid is that?
I have no idea. But that's one photo that circulated recently,
right? Is she sleeping?
Right?
Is she drugged? Is she like, what the heck?
Anything is possible there, right? Here's some other photos, just to remind you. So Disney, Epstein, we're waiting for the links to be made, and they're being made right now. The biggest pedophile grooming, blackmailing network, presumably in the world, run by these Mossad agents, Epstein, Maxwell, etc., are now linked to Disney, right? And oh, look at this! Here's Steven Pinker. The Jews are so smart, and therefore everything is good that they're in control. And Lawrence Krauss as well just happened to be one of the high roller academics up there as well, right? Up high, as it were. I forget which university it was that it was involved in again. But yeah, so check this out here. Regarding the Epstein scandal and Ghislaine Maxwell, she will no longer fight to keep names of 8 John Doe's secret, right? Remember that for a while it was like, will she spill the beans? Are other people going to be roped into this? And for a while it was like, no. They might still be able to throw this out because of one of the jurors that had spoken about their own sex molestation or abuse or whatever, which they claimed could tip the jury, and therefore it's a mistrial. So not sure what's happening on that front. But this could be interesting, right? If she actually speaks, which could also mean that she might actually die soon. That's what it means. Convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell will no longer fight to protect the identities of 8 John Doe's, I guess, who allegedly had sex with young women she and her billionaire pedophile pal Jeffrey Epstein produced for them. A lawyer from Maxwell stated in a letter to federal judge Loretta Preska this week that she will no longer object to identities of the John Doe's in a 2015 civil lawsuit brought against Maxwell by Prince Andrew's accuser, Virginia Giuffre. So we'll follow that and see what is happening with that. But it's
Cuck
kind of interesting.
Says, well, we know who is behind this. This is a repeating pattern and a repeating assault on our people. Everyone should read Libido, Dominandi, Sexual Liberation, and Political Control by E. Michael Jones. Yes.
Yeah, it's a good book. Check out the interview we did with him, too. I thought that was really good on that topic. He definitely knows his stuff when it comes to the machine, the mechanism of degeneracy behind the cultural revolutionary spirit. That's the word he's using, right? Of a particular group. All right. Do you have more?
There's a couple. Yep. Catch up on a pagan nomad. Hail, Henrik and Lana. Hail, pagan nomad.
Thank you.
And I missed a couple here. Let me get to them. Let's see. Lars Ackerbeck says, a 13-year-old boy in Denmark was arrested Wednesday for joining a Führerkrieg division. Turns out the group was led by a 13-year-old in Lithuania.
Wow. What, a 13-year-old?
Excuse me. Is that for real? I'm going to have to get some more information on that. Because if so, that's
so that should be like taken seriously as a very dangerous organization?
That's what I'm saying, 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, Imaka Jones is not that great on race. I agree with that. Someone in chat said, but read the... check out the interview we did on the Jewish revolutionary spirit. I think that's he's really good on that stuff. Anyway, go ahead, Lana. Sorry.
And Vulture Man says, here's some cash. Thank you, Vulture Man.
Thank you. That's kind
of appreciate that.
We appreciate the support. It does help. Thank you. All right. So
how about something funny in Virginia? Is there time for that story?
Is that next up here?
Good old Virginia. Yeah. That's right. So, go ahead. A black Virginian high school teacher is suing a white, 10th grade student for leaving. Leaving a banana in the doorway of his classroom.
His lawyer says there's a photo of the banana.
Oh my God, there's a banana. He says his lawyer says that he should be suing the school because he'll probably get more out of it. So here's the claim. The incident could have been written off as a coincidence, but the banana was placed in the same spot at least once a month during a 6-month span. Oh my God. Maybe different kids were just dropping bananas. I don't know. Maybe it was just a joke and you're reading too much into it. Bananas have been weaponized by races towards black people. Meant, in case you didn't know this, meant to liken them to monkeys who are known to eat the fruit. You see, because monkeys eat bananas. They also eat like candy and chips and whatever other crap you give them. But why would you take that personal? Only if you see yourself as a monkey, you know? Otherwise, be like, oh, thanks, there's a banana, I'll eat it. Mungo turned to his school administrators. This is the teacher. Who pulled up surveillance footage of one of his white 10th grade students walking down the hallway with the fruit.
The fruit. The murderous fruit.
This racist act has disturbed Mungo so much that he is now pursuing, there he is, the teacher Mungo, legal action. I'm just fed up with the racism around, especially at our academic institutions. How about you just lighten up, man? Just lighten up. You're like going after a 10th grader, and now he's just going off about, oh, turns out all this racism I have endured, like the worst racism is a piece of, if it even,
a 10th
even
grader
is.
With a banana.
If it even is. Yeah, it's a banana on the floor. Like, seriously. How is this even news? But these keep coming out. It's that banana just drives them nuts, you know?
Just
pick it up and eat it and make a joke of it. Or like, hey, thanks. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do about it. But he's just, you know, oh, the drama. And say, well, what can I get out of this situation?
See if we can find. There's photo. Oh, wait, this is the archived version. Maybe that's why I can't click in.
We want surveillance footage of the. He's in his polo shirt. That's pretty white.
It's the current year. It's 2022. Just to have some type of hate crime is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh my God, it's 2022. We don't need bananas on the floor.
Yeah. All right.
Because it's so racist.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, that is something. Another thing that's pretty funny is the desperate attempt of CPAC to to cuck and to to try
Duck to back.
To try to make. I don't know what this is about here, right? But this is real. This is, apparently it's real. I don't think it's a joke, right? On September, I'll click through and you can actually add these, tickets to a cart and stuff. So I wouldn't assume someone would go that far to set it up, right? On September 2nd and 3rd, a new chapter of CPAC will be held at Mexico City. Since 1974, CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, gather leaders of the conservative world. Hundreds of organizations, thousands of activists, and millions of spectators through the media. And we will hear the voice of Mexico, of all America, and of the defenders of freedom and democracy in our countries. That's why, in September, the name of CPAC is Mexico. We will be here defending the freedom of the Americas.
Yeah, is this a joke?
It could be. Because hashtag together we are stronger.
Well, is this a Nick Fuentes joke or something? Well, they're natural conservatives, right? Yeah, in their own countries. And even if this is real, The ones attending CPAC in Mexico, well, first of all, they'll be the white Mexicans, and it won't be the ones fleeing for America claiming to be a refugee.
It could be a joke.
I mean,
it could very well be.
At this point with CPAC, anything's possible.
It is possible. As I said,
they're trying to recruit the Mexicans, you know, to join the conservative party in Mexico when they come over illegally. You know?
You can add the ticket subsidies. I didn't go through.
It's okay if you come,
but
just
like
come
you can
legally.
Add it to cart and stuff, and unless it spits you out at the end or something like that. But yeah.
Calls you a dumbass.
Even if it's not true and a joke, we're almost basically. There, when it comes to the conservative movement, who will just refuse to stand up for its own demographic majority, right?
Yeah. In reference to the last story about that racist banana, the heinous act of fruit, Musk Guerrillion says, "Who was it that forced these people into our schools at literal gunpoint?" Yes, it's very, very disturbing.
Yeah. What was it?
Those pictures are so disturbing.
Was there another country that were attempting to do something similar now? I talked about Sweden, that they're trying to bus white, Swedish kids into these suburbs, immigrant-dominated suburb schools and stuff like that, which will be disaster. But I just thought there was someone specifically, they were like doing this at gunpoint. I don't think Sweden has yet gone that. I'm sure they will if there's objection or something, or the parents say no. I think they're going too far by doing that, but we'll see. You never know, but there might be some people that just like, oh well, this is fine, you know, no problem, right? Okay.
Well, since we're talking about bullshit, there's a company that doesn't want any bullshit, or rather, cow farts.
Eco.
This is how anti-nature and insane this cult of global warming is. Okay, eco-friendly, genetically modified cows, because nature did it wrong. So this British genetics firm has launched plans to create less gassy cows. The genetics firm has deemed their new breed of livestock Enviro cows. This genetics firm plans to begin testing to be able to identify the least gassy female calves. Wouldn't you want to take part in this study to see how they find out which cows fart the least? And the least greasy farts on top of that.
Hey, you know, blood and soil and farts. I mean, you're right there with nature.
They're trying to stop this.
No, I know that's what's so. Look, it's nothing. The farts is not killing the planet.
No.
It's methane or carbon dioxide. No, that's not. But yeah.
So from there, they hope to breed and expand this herd. But I thought that it was, you know, rape and that these cows don't consent, right? Isn't that what they were talking about? Washington
thing?
And these environmentalists were already talking about like
artificial
inseminating cows.
Yeah, that's right.
That it's rape. But in this case, it's totally fine because they're enviro cows, eco-friendly cows, because nature did it wrong. But unfortunately, they're never going to come up with a cow that doesn't fart unless they just ban them all together. Or I know, there's someone saying that I think that eventually maybe they just slaughter them all and make them extinct to prevent the catastrophe of cow farts that contribute to global warming. I mean, look, Henrik and I, we're not fans of this agro farming and these like mass slaughterhouses, but there's a better way.
Yeah.
It's a way that we all already know. It's a way that our ancestors have done, you know, small farming, local farming. There's a lot of waste, and they admit that there's a lot of waste. Well, guess what? We have some answers. We know the better way around this. But ultimately, all of this, I think, is a psyop to get us to, you know, eat the bugs and live in a eco-friendly gulag, is what they'll call it.
Absolutely. It's to get you used to this idea that there's something wrong with natural processes of animals and humans and everything. It's like you're breathing too much and you're breeding too much and you're farting too much and gas bad and greenhouse gases and stuff. Ironically, it's like
gotta kill you for the environment, you know.
Yes, exactly right. An animal is never going to be carbon neutral, the story ends with, which is exactly, and there's no reason. Carbon is literally the building block of life. Like it's majority of life. We're carbon based, right? Life forms. That's what we say. More carbon in the atmosphere would be the absolutely best thing we can do right now. You'd have bigger crop yields. You therefore had more oxygen output by all the plants and algae and all these things are producing oxygen, but they're taking in, you know, carbon dioxide and stuff.
We should just suck it out of the air. That's what they're talking
about.
Well,
that's what they're doing.
Great big machines that just suck it out, and then we'll just see what happens.
They're basically trying to, you know, that what was
suck it out, and then we'll chemtrail everything. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll dim out the sun. Yeah, black, some black soot sky, and or like what was the Highlander 2 had some weird like shield or some weird shield blocking everything up. But anyway, I mean, eventually, the synthetic beef, growing them in vats by cell culture and stuff like that. That's like things that they want us to go down that route, and preferably we got to be incentivized into doing that. Right, that's why I think this. This Holodomor 2.0 that they're in the works of at least attempting, I hope they won't pull it off. I think there's smart people that are going to help to stop that. You're going to see a shift from like these global supply chain structures to more local, which is going to be better ultimately. So there's something good at the end of this, I think. And I don't think that they will succeed, but they're trying. That's the point. Right now, they're trying to shut off the food supply, essentially, with every means that they have. And part of that is to demonize just normal agriculture that we've had for decades. You know?
Forever.
Or for what, decades, for millennia. Now, for millennia.
For
right?
20 years, we've eaten cows.
Maybe these fart cows, restricted fart cows. Maybe that's a new phenomenon.
Just leave it alone, you know? Leave it alone.
And, speaking to that, right, wasn't there another follow-up to that?
Oh, yeah. I want to get into these 5 points. So the UN released... I was just looking at that. Let's see. UN released a new climate change study saying that we have 3 years to make great changes in order to avoid catastrophic climate change. And of course, it's going to take a lot of taxpayer money. So I thought we had 12. Well, actually, now it's 6 since this started. But now we have 3. So we have until 2025, comply or die.
I'll tell you, the 2030 agenda is definitely like part of this whole thing.
But still, 2025 is where that would put us. But let's look at their 5 solutions.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Some we agree, but for different reasons. Okay. Their first solution: retrofit cities and transportation. Now, their suggestion is to create housing near workplaces so residents have short commutes, and designing streets that encourages biking, walking, or taking shared public transport instead of driving personal vehicles. Sounds good, right? Well, we have some pictures, Henrik, of how we think that this should go. If we can envision how this should be.
If we get out of a village
right
where you
here,
can actually
right
walk
here.
Around in, exactly. In the local little town. I'm not against that at all. Not so
aesthetically
whatsoever.
Pleasing. It's quaint. It's laid out in a way that makes your spirit feel good. You know, it has soul to it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just cozy. It's, you're thinking local. It's great. I could just walk to the coffee shop, walk to work. I mean, that would be amazing, right? Like how we've used to live. But this isn't their vision, because this is old European, it's white supremacist to have these aesthetically pleasing old world architectural layouts, and it worked. It looks gorgeous. It makes us feel good. No. In their way to re-envision the cities, it's cold architecture. It's tiny pod living in a city high rise, lots of sharp, cold angles, riding on an electric bus that's rigged with like surveillance cameras and anti-racist posters and other thought policing constantly. It means never living in the countryside, right? And while you may, you know, ride a bike in freezing weather in Northern Europe, or having to haul all your groceries. Oh, wait, they don't want you to have groceries. Haul your groceries onto these public transports.
Bags of bugs. Yeah,
exactly. Bag of bugs. Imagine going to like Costco or whatever. You're not going to have preppers. They're going to be able to like haul their stuff back on a bike or a bus or whatever.
Just Amazon drone delivery. Right?
Yeah, they'll just deliver 500 pounds of groceries.
I know. They'll have Elon Musk's boring company develop the... Remember that
That's right.
Was it Neom? We looked at that in one of the Weekend Warrior shows. They had the Saudi Arabian. They had this like tube system underground. They call it The Line as opposed to like a block-based city. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And they talked about these like zero, I guess, vacuum tubes. They just transport everything. So the bug bag that comes will come right in a tube, and you just open a hatch in your pod, and you can take it out, and
no,
you're
thanks.
Good to go.
This is not my vision of the future. This is theirs. Meanwhile, you know that we know who they are, are going to be driven around by chauffeurs and their fine German cars, right? While you're like freezing
yachts.
Your ass off in a bike. We already saw this, like when we were in Copenhagen. Remember people freezing their ass off riding their bike?
I know gas is so expensive.
It's good to ride bikes. I know. Walking and riding
wrong
bikes.
With it.
But
fine.
The way we would want people to do that is not for the reasons why they want people to do that.
We actually care about...
We're true environmentalists, and we're true humanitarians.
Again, in some
these
of
these people are not. Their motives are different.
in some of these European towns and cities still, you get a small element here and there of this, where they haven't like tore it down and built some modern art, you know, just demon structure next to America. So you have some of that, so it's fine. You know, you're walking distance, you could take your bike, whatever. But as our cities are transforming into these mega hubs now, with just like filled with global homos and McDonald's and immigrants and stuff, it's like... it's just turning into a nightmare, but they still want you to see you. Yeah, they want you to go on that little, the electrified little bus or whatever the hell it is. I remember they're doing this in Sweden, too, building out the rail network. And again, I'm not necessarily against it, but they're doing it because they don't want you to have a car. They
and
don't
the freedom
want you to have autonomy.
To go wherever you want to go, when you want to go.
They're
right?
close to roads
they have
eventually.
Checkpoints. You have to be vaccinated to ride in these. It's like total control is what it is. It's taking away your freedom.
Yeah.
That is what the big gas guzzling truck at the end of the day represents to them, right?
Yeah,
it's funny how they never say anything about mass immigration contributing to these things, or chemical and pharmaceutical poisoning, war pollution. Like, none of these things ever come up. And no, in fact, they would probably say, no, let's nuke Russia and import in the third world into all these European countries to stop global warming. Like, that's how ridiculous
it is. Nuclear war can actually be good at this point.
Yeah.
I've heard them actually argue that. But yeah, no, and I've shown this a couple of times, but it, for newcomers or people just tuning in or whatever, we talk about Agenda 2030 quite a bit. We talk about Agenda 21, which is the bigger, even bigger concept around this. But weaved into this, you have things like the World Economic Forum. They're pushing on one end. They're transforming capitalism and these kinds of things. And the UN have their sustainable development goals. And all these things lock into each other, right? But one of the major parts, actually, of UN, the sustainable development goals, again, 2030, is migration. This says here, at least 10 out of the 17 goals contain targets and indicators that are directly relevant to migration of the Sustainable Development Goals. It's the central tenet of it. So when you hear people complain on the UN or what they're doing or whatever, but they don't, or even the Sustainable Development Goals, drill down into it a bit, but don't bring up migration, open borders, replacement, they're completely off.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
This is the major, one of the major points in all of this.
Yeah.
To reduce inequity. Look at this. Facilitate orderly, safe, regular, and responsible migration and mobility of people. People are just like goods. It's just like, well, yeah, you can move anything wherever you want it. Global, because I'm global now. Anyway, you get the point.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's very, very, very annoying. Okay, they're part two. Ditch fossil fuels. Okay, well, what's going to replace it? Do they have clean, free energy yet? We've always been hearing about that. Remember clean, a lot free. Of the old show? They never really would, if they had that, they would never want us to have clean, free
clean.
Energy.
I see what you're saying. Free energy.
Yeah,
that's
free
clean.
Energy. That's gotcha. Clean, right? Yeah. How could they then turn off your electricity if you're a thought criminal, right? And by the way, solar is not enough in many climates, and it's certainly not going to be enough to run their AI slave grid system, right? So
nope.
A lot to go there here.
Yep.
And then there's point number three, cut leaks from fossil fuel transportation and processing facilities. Okay.
Did I miss that one? Which one was that?
It's probably down there somewhere.
Methane,
yeah, cut leaks.
One?
Like,
yep.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
All leaks, there we go. Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Yep.
Number four, stop wasting food. Yes, definitely.
Agree
with this.
Agree with that.
So
yep.
Then tell the governments who are making farmers throw away food and kill animals.
Intentionally like, destroying it right now.
Tell them to stop doing that.
Well, we might have an outbreak of bird flu. Therefore,
we
when I show the articles
a million chickens.
Wednesday, like 20 million chickens are being, meat birds are being killed right
it's
now.
It's just rich
it's intentional.
When the government is telling you about, like, oh, we shouldn't waste.
We play the clips with farmers doing videos where they've been sent, like literally it's like 1,000 pages, a stack of documents that show to them, you have to destroy X amount of your crops. You can pick whatever you want. We'll check it on satellite image later. Do it now or you'll be fined.
How about that?
They
waste?
Won't even
they don't mention that.
They
this.
Won't even buy it at cost, right?
No.
Or allow them to sell it at cost. They want to intentionally destroy.
Exactly. Exactly. They're
the food
intentionally
right
wasting this food. But in this article, they're basically, they're in the UN is targeting, it's the families, you know, who threw out the spoiled milk or the leftovers or the old lettuce. That's the problem, right?
Not the mountains of caviar at the EU Parliament or shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know? And they'll fix
I'm not
all
even
this
joking,
with.
By the way.
No.
But go ahead.
And they'll fix all this with this manufactured supply chain issues and food shortages and all that. So then you won't have any food to waste,
there
right?
There you go. See?
How about they go Tighten after, though? How about they go after the big chains who produce a bunch of cheap Chinese crap, or the McDonald's with their toxic food instead of the little guys? No. There's never going to be a shortage at Walmart or Target. Do you notice that? There's only going to be a shortage of the things that we actually need, or things that are actually good for us.
Yeah. Right?
That's what I noticed.
Like food and less
building
pedophiles.
Building supplies.
Can we have a supply of less pedophiles? No, you're going to get more. Here you go. Okay.
This one, yes. Number five, protect forests and grow more of them. Yes, I say reforestation, although they use the term afforestation, mm-hmm. which is different. Reforestation is planting trees where we've known trees have always existed, and forests, replenishing the forests. But this is basically putting trees where trees have not been before. Okay, so I say, when I read this, I think, let's deport the millions of mouths, the people that have come into our countries that shouldn't be there, and let's get our nature back. Let's plant trees there instead of like high refugee rises. Housing.
Right.
But no, I think that their plan ultimately is to kick out the white people out of the countryside, put them into these eco-friendly gulags, and then they'll plant trees. They'll do their afforestation and place windmills and trees where these cute little mini farms used to be that were run by white people, right? That's mm-hmm. really what they want. In reality, I just see these nutter globalists ready to mow down forests to build more housing for refugees. I mean, we've seen them talk about these things in places. Like, if you don't stop them, yeah. I mean, they'll let that happen. But I wanted to bring up, Henrik, remember when we were talking about the, what is it, the carbon sinks? There was an article mm-hmm. where these environmentalists were saying that forests are actually bad because they're carbon sinks, or they're still emitters. Because when you cut them down, they release carbon.
Yeah. Yeah,
isn't that what it was?
Yeah, so trees are, you know, the carbon, you know, sinks, or essentially, or they store carbon, right? So when you cut them down, that you release a lot of that. And so there are, it's kind of a weird, it's a roundabout argument, but I feel that they're preparing for this kind of idea that for a while we made the argument, it looks like they intentionally want to ruin nature, you know what I mean? Because they don't want you to escape anywhere. Look, sucking out the carbon and, like, you know, blotting out the sun.
We'll
kind of do that anyway. You know what I mean? But, like, what's this idea? Well, here's these pristine old forest. But since, given that humans will cut those trees down and use this to make things or whatever, that's bad because that's going to release carbon. So, in a roundabout way, it's almost like they're suggesting,
just burn it all down.
That would also release it. It's almost this idea that it's like, if we can just have some new technology of, like, burying these forests, or just, like, disintegrate them with some new, like, weaponry or something, let's do that so we don't have to have this awful release of carbon, you know, kind of thing. It's a weird argument, but that they're beginning to drop that now, that basically, like, nature is problematic. It's carbon emitters. These forests are emitting carbon. What do we do about that? You know, crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, of course, the... Yeah, we show the village living. We talked about that, but the let me show you this here.
We
actually
need to get back to creating that just locally, like communities of people who buy big plots of land, say, let's make our own neighborhood and create like that nice little village feeling, mm-hmm. you know, like how they used to in the old West, or when they settled America, they would come and they would build their little towns, right? And then it grew into something else. I would like to see that coming back.
Yeah,
and I think there's potential for that.
Yeah, definitely. So we're talking about you know, obviously artificially created shortages that's coming now in the wake of this, you know, inflation, higher prices, and stuff like that. And was one article over on Information Liberation talking about this study where they claim Americans will need to spend $5,200 more this year to live the exact same life, right? So this is this...
So they can't live the exact same life.
Many will not be able to, no. I mean, there are some people that are predicting now, I mean, devastating shortages, food riots, all kinds of crazy things. Hopefully that those are just worst case scenarios and it won't actually happen. But, you know, you never know, right? Because a lot of the price hikes and stuff happen based on speculation, not on actually limitation of supply. You know, some of that is happening now, don't get me wrong. There are, you know, issues with the supply chain. And apparently we're like right at the cusp of finding out regarding food limitations and things like that. So, of course, we urge you guys to be as much self-reliant as you can, prepare now.
Be an extremist and be prepared. Yeah, exactly. Facebook be a prepper, would call you an extremist. Yeah.
But again, this is this idea too that like they change your lifestyle by economy. Now it's because of a catastrophe or COVID or Putin's price hike or Russia invading Ukraine. Like, you know, they find all these things, but at the end of the day, this is what they want. In Sweden, they forced out certain behavior with the hiking taxes.
It just makes me think of Europe. They're basically trying to jack up the prices in America. That's going to be like we see in the EU.
Yeah, you know, and we've seen those, you know, type of headlines. Oh, we got to live like Europe, and I'm not coming down on Europe.
Except rent is actually cheaper in Sweden. You know, they got to give them a break somehow, otherwise they wouldn't be able to pay their bills at all.
Yeah, I guess what area depends on, but yeah, maybe right. But yeah, so you're seeing headlines like this now. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Why inflation might actually be good for the economy. The crazy idea that higher oil prices might be good for the economy right now.
Why nuking Russia would be good for the economy right now.
For the environment. That one I actually saw. Four reasons higher mortgage rates are actually good for
home
buyers.
Who are these people?
Study says the more you pay for food, the more you like it.
Oh my God.
did you guys see these?
Either these people are just, you know, trust fund baby brats, they don't really work, they have a lot of money, or they're just being paid to push this propaganda because no one wants to pay higher mortgage interest rates.
No.
A lot of people can't afford that.
But it's actually good. It's fine, right? Edible oil prices surge while producers contend with production input variables. And that's a very nice way of putting it, right? Look, the seeds oil is nothing good anyway. You shouldn't do those. I mean, I'm deadly serious.
Only olive oil, you know, on that list.
Olive oil is good, yes, but the others, no. But the point is, then if we don't have those, then there will be demand for other types of oils, like olive oil and other things, and there will be shortages, right? But anyway, this one goes through quite a bit of detail. Foreign policy news about the situation in Ukraine, percentages of exports and stuff, and the different expectations when it comes to disruption, be that wheat, corn, soybeans, soy flour, sunflower oil, you know, all these kinds of things. But I saw one interesting post, and I'm not sure that it's true. Let me just see here. Yeah, oil opportunity. Yeah, then you have the fertilizer as a consequence of the oil. We've talked about that. I'm not sure if this is true. This is kind of interesting. They say, I think this is from Twitter here. You know what could drop food, fertilizer, and fuel price overnight? End the U.S. ethanol program. Here's what the U.S. wastes on corn ethanol every year. 5 billion tons of natrium, right? Ammonia, right? Ammonia and fertilizers. I think N is natrium. That's what we call it in Swedish. But I always forget the English term for it. I believe that's what it stands for, right? Anyway, 5 tons of fertilizer, 68 trillion BTUs of natural gas, 57,000 square miles prime farmland, not acres, square miles. It takes more energy to make corn ethanol than is contained in the ethanol. It's a giant energy suck, a total waste of land, fertilizer, and fuel. There's never been a better time to quit. Big if true, interesting if true. So there's always things you can offset and stuff. But that's what I'm talking about, these crazy ideas. They're like, we're going to have, you know, electrical cars everywhere. Like, yeah, do you know how toxic the batteries are?
Yeah. And by the way, those cars are like, what, $50,000? Like, how long is that going to take for someone to pay that off? They're expensive, electric cars. Yeah. So it's easy for these.
There's some low grade now, right? Aren't there?
But, not really.
I mean, they're not all Teslas.
Like a Prius, maybe, but yeah.
All right. Anyway, so that's kind of interesting. Let's do this as well. Here's another, you know, palate cleanser here, but here's the latest World Economic Forum video.
Something to make you feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Three futurists share their visions of how technology will change our world. Check this out. And let's go with it's going to be the xylophone music. Let's see. I've actually not listened to it yet, so let's see. Yep, there we go. Thank you. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Our devices will know that.
We have 15 smart speakers everywhere we go.
Nightmare.
And so I one of our big research findings is that we're going to be moving to what we call ambient experiences, which is shorthand for a sort of digital Downton Abbey, where we don't ask Echo, what's the weather?
Straight or
Google,
watch
what's the weather? We just say, what's the weather? And the right agent jumps up at the right time to give the right answer.
You know what he's saying there? He's saying you'll own nothing. That's what he's saying there. You won't have a...
You'll be happy.
It will just... The devices will be ubiquitous, but they won't be tied to you. Yeah, they will just be there. That's what he's saying. That's creepy.
What's the weather? We just say, what's the weather?
Yeah, what is it? And it just shows up.
The right agent jumps up at the right time to give the right answer.
Oh, man. That's not going to contribute to ADD or anything.
This is like, this is exactly what Harari talked about this here, right? That you will be, you're useless. Like, what do we need? What do we need humans for? Or at least, why do we need so many of them?
Well, you need humans to make this control grid slave system.
Yeah, but now they almost have it, so let's go. Machines will perform all the physical and repetitive mental tasks.
Reminds me of the Venus Project.
Exactly. Leaving humans free to take on jobs which they will...
To be a mulatto girl playing guitar.
There we go. That's what you're going to do. That's the future right there. That's the...
robots working, mulatto girls writing you songs. Big, I can't wait.
Big ambitions of the future here. Leaving humans free to take on jobs which...
Acoustic
we will
song,
always excel.
Something about racism,
at
you
which
know.
Which we will always excel. Okay. I think I understand that. Those who require an understanding of what it means to be human.
We're getting past the last 10,000 years where we've used humans as robots, by and large, engaging only a tiny fraction of human abilities, and forcing people into repetitive, tedious, dead-end work for the most part. So the age of human robots is over, and we have to figure out a new age. That means dramatic changes to the structure of our economy and our society.
And then finally here, here's the kicker, right? Three, rewriting the code of life. Gene editing technology will allow us to redesign whole organisms, and of course, including ourselves, right? That's what it's always, it always comes down to that. Revolt against nature. It says that this could enhance very aspects of our existence, from human health to materials, fashion, and zero waste economy. There it is, right?
Improving biology and redesigning organisms for beneficial purposes.
Yeah, because God or the gods or nature
this
did
is
it wrong, right?
So all a pipe this, dream.
Yeah, well, they're trying, though.
It's going to allow us to not just edit genomes, but also, and importantly, write a new code for life. We'll have right-level permissions. We already started to see some of that this year.
And we'll start with white people's brains.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the computer language here, though, right? The right-level permissions. This is like a... This is a fucking FTP? What are you talking about?
Organisms
this is
for
a robot
beneficial
talking.
Purposes. It's going to allow us to not just edit genomes, but also, and importantly, write a new code for life.
A new demon species, yeah.
Yeah, they think they're gods
right
now.
Right-level permission. We'll have right... No. See, this right is what level. They... Let me pause it. These people think that just because you can tinker with genetic code, that somehow you, they own it, or now it's our turn or something. Like, you have... We have no idea what's going to happen when we start messing around with this, right?
You first, lady. We'll try it out on you first.
Oh, okay? They will. Oh, they will. I think they're true believers in that sense. They will.
Nuts.
We're gonna live for. I'm gonna have wings and look like a butterfly, and I'm gonna be super. You know.
No,
super
she'd be
human.
Like, I want blonde hair and blue eyes. You know.
Sure, or purple or whatever. You know, whatever crazy thing that they come up with. But they'll do it, you know.
We already started to see some of that this year. COVID-19 vaccines, they make use of engineered code.
That's what we've been saying.
Of course it is.
We've been saying, and we're like the kooks, and it's fine when she says it.
Of course.
Form of messenger RNA.
Or technology will cut out unwanted
it's
sights
on the horizon
and sounds.
Are diminished reality what? Glasses.
Diminished reality
so
glasses.
So living in a bubble, that's what I'm hearing. Just totally ignoring reality.
Yeah.
It's like hitting the block on life, right?
Yeah. And eventually imagine when that's, I mean, they will be centralized.
I block
out
life.
The gates. No, it will literally be, you will have a physical augmentation of people that have been banned from life.
Yeah.
They'll still be, no, you can still speak. It's like being on
Hello,
Twitter.
Hello, we're
it's
here. Like,
ghost,
see
your
you.
Ghost banned, right? I just put up a tweet of like, apparently my account is ghost banned on Twitter. And it's like, okay, like... Great, but that's what's going to happen in real life. You'll be standing there shouting and screaming at someone, but the digital glasses and they'll probably have some kind of ear, it's constant input of ear. It will just like real time. It will.
But then you know what you can
mask
do?
You out. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. You know what you can do in real time? Punch them in the face. If they don't see you, maybe that's a good thing because you see them.
Ubiquitous nerve signal reading devices that is going to preemptively, if you feel those emotions, you'll be taken away into a special room.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's watch the rest of this.
Code in the form of messenger RNA.
Yeah, here it is. Edit out shit that you don't like.
What's on the horizon are diminished reality glasses.
Diminished reality. Very she much says like it with a straight wearing, face.
That would allow you
people
to
people are already wearing those. It's like they live,
from
right?
View, yeah. From your view, whether that's garbage or other people.
Yeah. See? Other people you
I don't like you.
Can you put on the noise canceling filter, honey? City Life, there it is. And then, this is basically like a new version of the You'll Be Alone of the
They just Thank keep you. Spitting well, these out, don't they? Just
oh, they're from, constantly. I mean, they
planting these seeds, right?
In 2019, they really stepped up, like
tell them their plan,
front and center, like the open conspiracy, as the book title goes, right? Okay, so let's do this one here. Was it this one? I actually didn't read through this yet. You guys can't even see that. Let me show you there. Here we go. I need to read through this in more detail. The Economist, Rothschild owned, I think, at least more than half of the paper is owned by the Rothschilds. That was a
They've
very
trashed
fascinating
me a couple times.
I'm sure they, yeah. sure, yes, of course. Very interesting front covers, a lot of messages and symbolism and stuff like that. But yeah, this is from the April edition, 2022. For modern autocrats, lying is more useful than killing.
Well, they're spilling the beans. Whoa. It's true. It's what they're doing. It's the new way of trying to kill you. They lie to you to get you to kill yourself.
Of course,
in
yeah.
different ways.
Propaganda. But it's also this, killing people now could kind of have a negative con. It's better if we can just manipulate, you know, psyops, right? How good we need these things. It's an information war. No, let's not kill them. As you see the imagery here too, it's literally like a smartphone. This is that image of
smartphone boot
a
stomping,
a boot
on, your
stomping
face.
On your face forever. But now the boot has a smartphone.
But now it's a good thing because those people down there actually need to be lied to and killed.
Oh no, of course they're just protecting us and taking care of us and making sure that everything is all right.
It's crazy. Can't believe that. It's amazing how they just let these.
I'm
going to
go through it in more detail and we'll see. But yeah, it's I got to archive it. Here we go. Here's
what is this
a Nazi.
About Jewish president, I see right away.
A Jewish president is actually a Nazi. Okay, here we go. All right, so this kept the beginning kvetching on that, but I'm going to go through it in more detail later. Go ahead.
Okay, I need to get caught up here. JP says, hi, Henrik, Lana, and Red Eyes family. I bought a couple of Boycott Groomer stickers that you can place on your back windshield of your car. It's about $10 each. I think it's a good way to subtly express, very subtle, your revolt against this Middle Eastern agenda. Here's the link.
Middle Eastern agenda.
Absolutely.
Cool. Is that a... I can share that later.
Okay.
Yep.
Dan Mother says, CPAC in Mexico. Wonder if Bolsonaro from Brazil will show up. Lol. Does this mean that Amaro has been tossed back on the table? Make Mexico Spanish
like the,
again.
You know, so you have the... I've said this before, but it's kind of funny. You have the Euro in Europe. You have the Amaro in America. You have the Afro and, in Africa.
Right, what is ahead. It in Israel, then?
The Jew-o? the Hebo.
Okay, celebrate all is lost. Late afternoon skies and CDA are ideal today. Oh, that means that I should know who you are. I forget. But
you know,
yeah.
you know.
Coeur d'Alene. Yep. Yes. Okay. Oh. Hi,
right.
Jeff.
Mics are live. Go ahead.
Bill Biz just got here. I have to watch back later. Happy Friday, all.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Always appreciate it. Dog Whistler
guys.
Says, I have Illinois, an old guy who runs DMV. I live in Illinois, and old guy who runs DMV not running for re-election. And Dems are spending all sorts of millions to advertise to elect a new guy, TV ads with Obama endorsements, etc. Why is this election to run DMV so important? So I look up the guy's webpage, agenda to digitize all license and biometrics ID ran by the state.
We've shown a couple of those. I forget exactly. Illinois is one of them. There's a couple of other states. Was it like Missouri or something? I forget what it was, but it was a couple of those that are like going full digital ID, and it's done in unison with like your driver's license, essentially, right? So that's that COVID, all the COVID vaccine, the passport type thing, but it's all going digital right now. Pretty crazy stuff. All right, are we caught up?
It's funny how people were, all of us were saying that too about the vaccine, and there was the push for that, and no, it's not, and now here it is, even in America.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Especially in America. All right. So Europe, right?
Got some European news here. Macron says, I am opposed to self-defense. As there's a case of a farmer here who killed a few burglars.
Okay, I have one question here. Why does he have all his security detail then? protecting him. Well, he doesn't actually defend himself. He has other people defend him, right?
That's it. It's not self-defense. I'm opposed to self-defense. Yeah, of course, yeah, because you hired your muscle, dumbass Macron. That's why, right? Despite France seeing a drastic increase in crime and murder, yeah, I wonder why, Macron said he believes that people do not have the right to defend themselves. After a farmer shot a man who broke into his home, French President Macron said that the French people do not have the right to self-defense, and the man should have instead let the police handle the incident. That's right.
Like South Africa?
In other words, yeah, don't let them kill you, basically. Macron made its controversial remarks on the Europe One news channel while broadcasting in Foras, France, after learning the news of a 35-year-old man from Langres, in the north of the Charente, sorry about this, butchering the names here, and it was indicted for murder after fatally shooting a 40-year-old man who broke into his home last Friday. So this is what they want for us. They want no ability to basically defend ourselves. And of course, you already have, you know, not the best gun laws in most European countries, right? So
they want South Africa and Europe.
Yeah, you just die for the cause, okay? Don't rock the boat. Don't rock the multicultural.
Doesn't matter
boat.
If they're trying to rape your wife or kidnap your kid. You know, you can't kill them.
Well, you call the authorities. Yes, hello. Yes, I have. There's someone raping my wife and killing my kids.
What should I do?
Hold tight. We'll be right there. Okay, thank you. You know, that's what the
proxy. You need proxy violence, but they won't even be violent.
Well, you know, there's experts that come in, expert to handle the situation for you. More lunacy here from the EU. Bulgarian MEP have been sanctioned for, and check this out,
for a hand?
Perceived Nazi salute.
Oh my
a
gosh.
Perceived Nazi salute in parliament. Now, his real crime is that this Bulgarian guy is actually a nationalist, right? And so they say here, a Bulgarian nationalist MEP has been sanctioned for making an apparent Nazi salute at the European Parliament in February. Angel Dahambagzi will have his daily subsidy allowance suspended for 6 days, equivalent to 2,028 euros. That's pretty good weekly pay there for 6 days. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola announced the fine at the opening plenary session in Strasbourg. I have decided to impose a penalty on Angel for his inappropriate behavior on the 16th of February this year when he held out his right arm in what was perceived as a Nazi salute as he left the chamber, Metsola said.
Oh, my gosh.
This has damaged the dignity and reputation of the European Parliament. Oh, I'm showing you there still. Sorry about that. Let me know about that if I do that again.
Maybe it's just a Roman salute. Maybe it's a Roman salute.
Well,
maybe he just put his arm up and was saying, hi.
I'm getting to it here, right? I'm getting to it. Amid outrage over the apparent gesture, Dahambagzi has denied the allegation and said it was an innocent wave.
Of course it was.
I apologize if my innocent wave, which actually was meant
the
as an
angle
excuse,
needed to be
has
a little,
insulted anybody.
It
said.
Needs to be higher or lower. See, there's a certain pitch that you can't leave your arm. And I won't do it, otherwise it'll be screen capped and the ADO will run with that. Greenblatt.
Yeah, exactly. I got to put up that segment with him and the...
God, what
the,
a rat.
The lover of free speech and free markets.
Yeah, I was just like...
Hilarious. I got to put up that segment. It's on video. Video footage showed him walking up the steps of the parliament after speaking in a debate before he turned around holding his right arm out in front of him with his hand flat a few seconds before leaving. So
like
basically...
studying the pitch and everything.
It's incredible. I mean, look, I'm not saying this to counter-signal that they're national socialist in Ukraine.
But so what?
But this is what I've been talking about. Like, the way that they struggle to find evidence of supposed Nazism in Western countries while they completely ignore
it. Straight up with swastika flags in Ukraine.
And again, I don't think they should be punished for that. They can have whatever flags they want.
Yeah, but
it's
okay because they don't, according to Greenblatt, they leave Jews alone, so they're good Nazis.
Yeah,
they kill their brothers.
They're doing
our
bidding. That's right. They're doing what we want them to do, you see. So that's good, right? All right, anyway, moving on here over to Sweden. This is a good one here for you guys. You'll enjoy this one. Swedish television records a drama about a Somali genius. This is some good stuff here.
I'm already laughing.
In May, the recording Investigatran's new documentary new drama series, The Detective from Belwindine. I guess, is that in Somalia then, or is that what it is? This is funny. You read a little bit of the tagline here. I hate that I can't hover over it without that pop-up to occur, right? The focus is on a careless former prosecutor who was transferred to a job at a refugee detention center and an asylum seeker from Somalia who turns out to be a police investigations genius. This is how the plot is described.
Only on TV, folks.
When a young girl disappears near a refugee detention center, the whole country's attention is focused on a small village, right, of Karkibu. Inside the detention center, the complacent and narrow-minded lawyer Tilda Renström, one of the Swedish women here, when she all of a sudden realizes, out of the blue, realizes that the unknown poor refugee, the new Swede who arrived, that she was just about to deport,
has a
razor-sharp eye for crime and clues. Tilda, who was recently fired as a prosecutor, suddenly sees a chance to secretly present her thoughts as her thoughts as his own in order to regain her self-esteem and perhaps even her job. It says his here, but the translation is off.
So basically, thoughts from his mind.
You were this close. Here's the Somali genius right there. You were just one step away from deporting this crime-solving genius.
What happened to his face?
But it turns, I don't know. That's when you're super smart, it looks like that. I just know that much. The brain is so, it runs really hot. It's like this clock speed, and
it's
just
melting
melts
his face.
Your brain. The whole frame is just like,
oh my god, oh my god,
revving up, and like, it just goes so fast and it gets hot.
It's just, it's all such a joke at this point.
He's kind of hot though, right? All right, anyway,
and don't they have the generally the lowest IQs of the African variety?
Yeah, someone reminded me in chat. Okay, average Somali IQ.
Pretty sure it's down there. It's pretty low.
Average
IQ. I know someone watching's got that number already.
68.
All right, so we're talking genius levels here, statistically.
But he's the
It's so out of the norm that they have to do a TV show about.
Yeah.
This genius.
What is that?
I might have to watch the first episode.
Yeah, I think it could be good. That proves the rule. What is it again? What's the saying?
The exception.
The exception. Thank you. The exception that proves the rule. Is that what it is? All right.
Oh, man. Lars Eckerbeck says, it's like that old TV series, In the Heat of the Night. I don't remember that one.
I recognize that, but I can't. In the Heat of the Night. Oh, was that with, wasn't that the guy who played All in the Family? Was that the guy?
In the Heat of the Night.
Yeah, I think it is him.
1988.
Yeah, In the Heat of the Night. I recognize that.
Oh, yeah. There's a black guy in
there.
Yeah.
What's the actor's
Carol
name?
Carol O'Connor. Let's see. Super smart detective friend or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he played that guy. He played Carol O'Connor, right? Yeah, he played in the All in the Family. Remember the, what was his name? Oh my God, Archie Bunker, thank you.
Archie Bunker. So Finland is basically going to invest tons and tons of money to not be dependent on Russian energy. And as soon as I was reading this, I was thinking, why didn't they do that to begin with? Why are all these countries always so dependent on other countries for energy? Like, you should have been doing this a long time ago. But of course, they're doing it just to stick it to Russia. Like, we don't need you, but we actually do. We kind of do need you. So we're not going to end our relationship quite yet, but we're going to invest all this money into trying to create our own, you know, energy sector to provide for us. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and while we're on Finland here, there's some other crazy things that are happening in Finland. And of course, as usual, it's women and gays are doing this. They're seeking NATO membership. Both Sweden, who now has a female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson. We're so lucky to have her. We're so lucky. And Finland. What's her name? Sinna, I forget her name. The PM there. Remember there was all these... Artica Bills, she has a young kid and she was out partying. You remember that?
That's like, right.
She was out
she lost her phone and she was with confidential stuff on there in a club at 2 a.m. drinking. Yeah,
like you
get with
like the Daily Mail, like, you know, the gossip, like photographs style. You know
and
what
the
I mean?
Excuse was like, hey, well, moms need to let loose every now and then. Yeah, sure, but not like out drinking and losing your phone and you're a politician at 2 a.m. in a club with your kid at
home.
Like,
shows that it's normal, right? Yeah, so Finland leads way to potential NATO membership with Sweden tapping in. While public opinion in Sweden leads towards joining NATO, many of its politicians aren't sure it's a good idea, but actually we'll show that many of them now are pushing for that. Here's a story out of Finland. This is a... Did I translate this? Yes. Finland is preparing to apply for NATO this is insane. They're ending like decades of neutrality. This is going to make it worse in the relationship with Russia. The very reason why they went into Ukraine is not only regarding NATO, but that's one of the big problems, right? Now, Finland has a slightly more aggressive partnership with NATO than Sweden does, but they're seeking to expand this, right? Yeah, here's Marin. Is that her name? Yeah, Sanna. That's what I was thinking about. Sanna Marin, right? That's her name. Finland's preparing to apply for NATO membership with an additional registration issue by TP Utva. I'm not sure what that is. I think that's one of the parties or something. Sorry, Finns. I'm not sure what that is.
She wasn't a communist. She'd be much...
She's a democratic socialist.
She'd be much prettier.
Basically a commie.
Yeah.
Check out this, too. I found this. This is one of the guys in Sweden that are pushing the NATO membership. And it's like, you know, this is from the article here, right? Leading Swedish member of the European Parliament... Tomas Tobé told France 24 that he sure backs ending two centuries of military neutrality in Sweden. I pulled up his wiki. This is a screenshot of his wiki, and I'm just like, is he gay? He's gay. Okay.
I thought that as soon as I saw him.
And it occurred to me, I wonder how much of their like, Russia is killing the gays and they're suppressing women and like all these things that they read in the West, and they all of a sudden they get the freak out and they get this personal vendetta, like we're gonna go into NATO and we're gonna nuke Putin's anti-gay bills from the sky or something. I mean, I'm just saying, I wonder how much that contributes to these lunatics pushing for this.
I think a lot.
It'll be a disaster for international relations. Sweden should not be a part of NATO. It's the worst thing that they could possibly do. Do you know how much money it costs, for one? I don't know. It's just, they're just losing their minds. Totally insane. There's one light in the tunnel, though, when it actually goes back to what happened in Hungary. Viktor Orban won, stunning victory here.
I'm not surprised.
What was it again? Third term, what was it? Do they have the percentages here? I forget what the exact percentages was.
Too bad he was pushing the vax, though. I mean, he was good on some. He's like Putin. He could be good on some things and horrible on other things.
Yeah, you're not going to get the full deal with many of these guys, but it's sure beats many of the weirdos in the West. I mean, it's just the reality of it, which is kind of sad, but, you know, we'll take it. I mean, he's much better. But anyway, Orban's victory could block Finland's NATO aspirations. Hungary's newly re-elected Prime Minister Viktor Orban and his Fidesz party winning Sunday's election makes some Finnish analysts wonder whether Orban could stand in the way of their NATO aspirations or ask NATO or the EU for something in return for his support. Now, they're pinning this through this idea that Orban is upset about the sanctions against Russia. He still wants to buy oil from them. He wants to be on good terms with them. The EU doesn't like that. They want this guy out of the picture. They've been trying for a long time. They're saying he's an anti-Semite when he's clearly not. His party is not. There's all these other issues going on there. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good he is on some issues and how bad he is on others, and in even how much he lines up with the general globalist kind of attitudes. They don't like the guy, and it's kind of like that Trumpian weird thing. It was like, well, he's doing a lot of things that are like, you know, like you said, like pushing the vax and stuff. Like, you should be happy about this guy. No, they will not take it. So now they want to sanction Hungary. The EU wants to sanction Hungary.
But this is democracy. They always talk about democracy. It's the people have spoken, but they don't like what the people said.
Here's Reuters. What will the EU do about Hungary's Orban? Well, how do we deal with this problem? How do we take him out, right? Emboldened by his landslide, emboldened by a landslide victory. Okay. So He's hugely popular. This is what the people want. But see, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
Because he's not our guy. We need our guys in there. How do we depose this guy? Orban has raised the stakes in his many fights with the European Union, ranging from liberal democratic rights to ties with Russia as it wages war on Ukraine, breaking ranks with the EU, which seeks a unified front in opposing Moscow's demand for rubble gas payments. Is that supposed to say ruble? Rubble gas? Is that my missing word?
Anyway.
Ruble gas payments, right? Yeah, ruble.
They just,
I don't think it's spelled like that, is it? Anyway, the 58-year-old nationalist said Budapest could pay in Russian currency. Yeah, so that's the big problem. Washington Post, EU proposes cutting funds to Hungary for rule of law breaches. Basically, you're a democratically elected guy. You're putting laws in place that you want. No, your laws in Hungary is violating EU law, so we're going to sanction you. We're going to stop giving you
money.
Well,
maybe they can
do
like Russia treatment, and maybe Netflix will ban them, and Pornhub will ban them, and McDonald's will ban them. That would be great for them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I still don't know what they're doing in the EU, to be honest. Just get out. I think if you
were to vote, if they were to vote on it right now, it would pass.
What was it that they were doing? Maybe you can remind me here too. Hungary, Orban, referendum on, was it gay?
Yeah, so wasn't that like the gay propaganda stuff?
Yeah, like do you agree that we should have...
Yeah, like real basic. You have to just boil it down to basic stuff. Do you think we should be, cutting...
Let's see if I can actually find them here.
You know what's off of kids or whatever. It was real simple questions.
It was super simple. Yeah. Referendum. Let me just see if I can find one. Sorry, I'm doing this on the fly here, guys. I didn't intend to do this. I was just reminded of it. But MSNBC, 7 hours ago, the GOP has found a Putin light to fawn over regarding Orban. And that's bad news for democracy. I pulled it up, but it was a funny one. It was like, I mean, funny, but it was like just straight up questions. Like, do you agree that we should push gay stuff on kids? Basically, that's basically what it was. I'll find it later, but it was great. All right. Okay. Let's proceed. Do you have anything to catch up on there?
I do. Odin Land says, thanks again for another great Friday show. Always nice to have Lana on Fridays. Looking great. Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate that. Course.
Looking great. Oh, thank you. You like my hair?
Looking fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Odin's right. Ravens says, fantastic show today. You both are good examples for us of what European people should be. Intelligent and good looks too. You rock. Awesome.
See, thank it came you. My way. Appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's okay. Right. Orban questions gay kids. Is that what I'm Googling right now?
I found it on Pink News.
Something about transsexuals.
Hungary's vile LGBT plus propaganda referendum fails as despot Orban wins fourth term. Yeah. It's like all the people are behind him. Landslide victory, but somehow he's still a despot and an autocrat. And I actually believe they had... that the EU was complaining that they had mail-in voting without requiring an ID. Yeah. Do you guys remember that? Remember that from the US election, maybe? Yeah, maybe. Now that's a problem, but, you know, because Orban did it, but when Biden did it, it was totally fine. All right, anyway, more Russia news here. Russia suspended from the UN Human Rights Council. We're speculating about this, right? They've been suspended... because supposed like war crimes, essentially, right? You had the, was it in Buka recently? There were one. There was one thing. Another thing today tweeting, trending on Twitter. The Kramatorsk railway station had allegedly been bombed by Russia and 50 people had died. We'll look at that in a moment here. But of course, everyone's favorite goblin came out of the woodworks to address the issue of what we should do with Russia.
So, Chuck, I really agree with both what Secretary Blinken said, that we've got to continue to keep the pressure on Putin and the Russian troops. We cannot in any way pause our efforts to support the Ukrainians. And I agree with Masha that we have to double down. There is more that can be done to increase pressure and stress, additional sanctions. More in the way of lethal aid. And now that there has been a pushback, thanks to the brave Ukrainian military offensive action, there is time to resupply the Ukrainians so that they can continue to defend their country.
You heard Secretary Blinken essentially say, look, sanctions relief could happen. It all depends on the behavior of Russia. Can we really live in a world where Putin's let back into the new world order?
Whoops.
Well, that's not what I heard him say. What I heard him say was that really we are going to...
It's just a conspiracy, folks. Don't worry about it.
...support the Ukrainians, the people and the government of Ukraine, as they try to figure out what for them is the best way forward. And that, I think, is exactly the right position for the United States, Europe and the West and other countries to take. Your second part of that question, though, is a really important one. I would not allow Russia back into the organizations that it has been a part of. I think there's an upcoming G20 event later in the year. I would not permit Russia to attend. And if they insisted on literally showing up, hope there would be a significant...
What's your body count now, lady?
We came, he saw...
How many people have been murdered in your wake?
He died. Go.
Okay, so those referendum questions in Hungary, I remember this. So four questions. Remember, everyone was freaking out what was happening in Hungary with this anti-gay bill and all this, and they basically were calling for them to, like, do a new election. I remember that. So then he put out this ballot, Orban referendum, and people voted on it, and it was four questions. Do you support the teaching of sexual orientation to underage children in public education institutions without parental consent? Two, do you support the promotion of sex reassignment therapy for underage children? Three, do you support the unrestricted exposure of underage children to sexually explicit media content that may affect their development? Four, do you support the showing of sex change media content to minors? Those are four strong questions. And if you voted a yes to any of those, you should be thrown out the window.
Yeah, and I assume it was pretty clear what the answers
were.
People didn't want any of this stuff, right? That they're pushing in the West. Big surprise, right? But anyway, thank you for finding those, because that's very informative. But again, why can't we have politicians? They're just straight up asking on a specific issue, vote on the one thing. Do you want a dildo shoved? You know, it's like yes or no. Okay, no. Okay, we'll start enacting policies which are not like doing what you
I've
just said.
I've been asking that forever. I mean, not about the dildo thing, but I mean, as far as like, can we just vote on one specific thing? Because all this stuff always just happens to us and we never have a say.
No, and then look at these bills too. What do they call them again? Bundle? Or they put in like a bunch of different things there that you have to agree. If you want this, you also have to pass this and that. No, just do one thing at a time, one issue at a time. You know, but anyway. So we were talking about this here, right? With Russia suspended from the Human Rights Council, which is rich, you know, kind of thing.
I mean, they're not going to care.
Look at how much war crimes the you know, America and NATO has done over the years. I mean, what even is this, right? Gross and systematic violations and abuses of human rights by invading Russian troops in Ukraine. And so, you know, people started looking at this. Actually, let me play this first. We'll get into some of those cases because it's kind of interesting. I think we're kind of coming up on time here, actually. We should actually round up in a little bit. Let me do this then, because we had the title was regarding I had Wag the Cat in there, right? And I want to play a little bit of a clip. This is one of the last things we'll do here. From Wag the Dog, right? You guys remember that? I actually don't remember that. Okay, yeah, it's a good
I know film. The title,
Check
but
it
I
out.
Don't remember
it. Look at it. It's good. And I wanted to play a little bit of a clip there and show you just like one photo of what actually is happening there. There were people already discounting what had happened in, was it Buka? Am I pronouncing that correct? One of the supposed war crimes, right? And just know, it doesn't mean that nothing has happened or will happen or did happen, but just know how much Wag the Dog style things are happening behind the surface here. And this ex-TV producer team that Zelensky has, how much they're actually manufacturing of
Zelensky,
these war crimes.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So check out this here, just as a little reminder, and it has to do with the damn cat that they want, right? Here we go. Here's Wag the Dog.
And the Republic of Albania.
How many kittens do we have, Grace?
The kittens are plenty, Stanley. I called.
They're starting, okay. They're starting like a war in a country that doesn't exist, right? I mean, she's from Albania, but they're just making it up, right? Making up the place.
People, let's get started. Okay. Hi.
Hello, my name is Stanley Marsh. I'll be your producer this morning. What I'd like you to do, miss, what is your name?
Tracy Lang.
Tracy, stand against that wall, and on my signal, action. I want you running toward me, screaming. Can we get you anything?
Fine.
About a cup of tea, little milk, low fat, no? You okay? Okay, fine. Let's just try one, okay? Why don't we just try
one? Is this a national? Is that the case?
Well, it's a little bit of a...
Wants a direct buyout.
Yeah, why don't you just have your radio... What the hell is this?
Fine. I'm so
what is this, a menagerie? I want
kittens. Wait to put this on my resume.
I just want kittens.
Tracy, can I talk to you for a minute, please? This is a special kind of situation. It's a funny kind of situation.
Well, sir, we have a schnauzer and what appears to be a...
It's a Lhasa Apso.
Lhasa Apso?
It couldn't have been simpler. Kittens.
What you got here is basically a cross between a dog and what is substantially...
No, I don't want a cross. I just want kittens.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. The president would like a kitten.
No, I want a kitten.
We'll get a kitten.
Get rid of all the dogs.
He needs a damn kitten for the money shot here. Can he have a kitten, please?
Sign this. Little sheet of paper here.
Everybody loves kittens. Just give the fake Albanian girl who's running through a village that doesn't exist after being bombed, which didn't happen, with a kitten.
Right there.
What's so hard about that?
Nice signature. Thank you, Tracy.
Nice to meet you, Tracy.
This is a nice one. No, but that's not a kitten. That's a cat. These are kittens.
They just wanted to give you some options.
Yes, but it's too confusing, and that guy keeps pushing the Lhasa
Apso. Lhasa Apso.
Fix it in the mix. We'll do it after.
All right. We're going to do it digitally.
Okay, let's try to shoot one. Okay, Stacy.
Tracy.
I want you to stand right over here, okay? Here you go. Right there.
These are chips.
Yes. Just...
Hold the bag when you run.
We need it for the arm position on the screen. It'll be a kitten.
Can I hold a kitten?
No, we'll punch it in later, right there.
You're going to punch the kitten later?
Yes.
Why?
Okay. For a wider set of options.
A wider option of what?
Of kittens.
Sir?
Yes.
All kidding aside, when this goes national, I get to put it on my resume?
Actually, no.
Because, like, what is it, a guild thing or something? I mean...
You can never tell anyone you did this.
What could they do to me?
They'd come home to your house and kill you.
The president.
Stop the makeup. She's been raped by terrorists. Jump out, please.
Well, okay, Larry, it's time to shoot now. And they're going to do the kitten thing optically.
Yes, that's right, Mr. President. Yes, I don't know how they do the kitten optically, but they know what they're doing.
Sir, she's not an illegal immigrant, is she? Could I see the contract, please?
Why is it so flat?
Because the president cannot employ an illegal immigrant.
Like they would care if she was an illegal immigrant. Cover up.
Okay. Let's keep working, people.
Maybe she was
getting
right.
There.
I know. So they do care.
Okay, good. Put the village behind her.
Give me some flames.
Wait for this comment here, guys. You'll like this, what's coming up here.
I want some screaming.
Screaming's good.
Some sound of screaming. Well, you know, might be good as ooh-ah sirens.
What the hell is ooh-ah?
Yeah, ooh-ah, Anne Frank.
Oh, okay, that's good, yeah. Oh.
Find us the Anne Frank sirens.
The Anne Frank sirens.
Another fake character.
Find
huh?
us the ooh-ahs.
Hello?
This is great. The Anne Frank... Put on the Anne Frank sirens, everybody.
We're going to be back in Washington when?
We'll be back tonight.
Tonight. It seems that Senator Neal has discovered some...
Well, it makes no difference about Senator Neal. I don't care what Senator Neal's got. We got a war.
Look at that girl. Doesn't she look Albanian? She looks like she was born and raised in Albania. Mm-hmm. I have an instinct for casting. Don't ask me more.
Okay, we're going to do it again, sweetie. What's her name? Stacy?
Tracy.
One more time, Tracy. You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Could she be running across a bridge?
She's running across a burning bridge.
Sure, no problem.
That's good.
That's beautiful.
Of course, we'll need some water.
Oh, is it a stream?
No, I think...
A pond?
No, I think it's a calico kitten. She's running across with a kitten. Can we have a calico kitten? Please? Floyd, Floyd, punch in a calico kitten. I have 19 screens here. I can't see one calico kitten.
The thinking is, as of this moment, a small calico kitten, sir.
Calico kitten.
Okay.
There it is. We have a small calico kitten, sir. Calico.
This cat is very important. It makes the whole thing right here.
He wants a white
one. The president wants a white one, she says. What?
A white? Let me talk.
He's mobilizing the 6th Fleet.
Connie, can I please talk to him?
He's mobilizing the 6th Fleet. Why do I hate it when they start to meddle?
Sir.
Can we have a white one, please? He wants a white one.
Thank you.
Are we ready yet?
How soon do you think we'll be able to get this cut?
Oh, we're going to be done in about 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, that's good. We can link that to the press. They can downlink it on Telstar 401 Transporter 21.
Leak it to the press. Heard that before?
And this just in, a Newsbreak special report from the Albanian front. We've just received information that the young Albanian national fleeing in this video is attempting to escape terrorist reprisals in her village.
Yep. Pretty much. There's your crisis actor.
America has seldom witnessed a more poignant picture of the human race than that which Arne Kahn...
Fantastic. Great.
That was good.
They used the same process with the last Schwarzenegger movie.
Fantastic.
Isn't
that amazing how they do that? And you know what? Conrad, this is only the beginning.
Yep.
Where do we get the song? Then you have the song, the image, the merchandising tie-ins. You know, this is only the beginning.
You were right.
You're the man.
You're the man.
It's comedy back then, but they're actually they actually do this stuff. It's pretty common today.
So why am I showing you this? And I saw we had a couple of Odysseys. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to miss those. I'll get to those in just a moment. But so this is one of the images today out of Ukraine.
Wow.
Do you see what's going on there?
Oh, yep.
Do you see the press? Let me zoom in on you a little bit there.
Cute little orange kitty surrounded
by an army of press corps photographers.
So who put the cat there?
Well, it looks like it might be, is it stuck it's behind it. Something or is it just there? Yeah, but
so you get the point, right? It might have been a real cat that's there's
the burning
wreckage.
Tank in the background with like, no one's filming that.
But the cat survived.
Look at the cat, right? Yeah. That's pretty crazy, huh? You can't make it up.
It's funny when these things happen, these synchronicities in films, and then we find them later on in real life, huh?
Yep. Yeah. One example, mass graves in Cherniv, 700 killed. Seems like each discovery is worse than the previous one, right? It's just one of these examples, right? Some images, okay, graves, mass graves, all right, okay, whatever. And then someone zooms in on the picture. Military operation began on February 23rd, and this man died on January 19th. In other words, they just take a cemetery and they say it's a mass grave. There's tons of things like this. As I said before, things were trending, such as the Kramatorsk missile strike, 50 dead, and then you had a statement from the Russian Ministry of Defense who are breaking down what the material they were seeing, both on screen and the supposed leftovers on the missiles and stuff, and basically, it's not what it is that you think it is. You know, it's kind of like more white helmets type stuff.
Yeah.
We're at the end, as we don't have time to go through everything, but I'll probably cover a little bit more on this.
This is the new nature of war propaganda. This is how they do it now.
Yeah, and they're the best at it, right? There was another kind of interesting one regarding the Bukha, some statements from the results from Russian commissioner. Must read. This is they're talking about like the wizards that show up to like make it happen in the cameras and on TV, but it's not really happening in real life in the battle scenes kind of thing, on the battlefront. But anyway, we'll talk more about that later on. We do have to wrap up, I guess, because we're late already. But all right, I think are we caught up? Let me do those Odyssey real quick here.
Okay.
I do apologize for missing those. Michael 57DE about 2 hours ago, so maybe right at the beginning of the show. I do apologize for that, Michael, if you're still watching. Hail Henrik and Lana, hail our folk, hail the gods. Henrik, check your Gab DMs, left a private request, will do, thank you, sir. We did that one, I think, regarding the link exchange. Yeah, get back to me about that. I'm not sure what it entails. Survive the Jive as well as here.
Hey,
good
man.
To see you, Tom. Excellent. A couple of library tokens and a couple of space cadets out to. Is that with you in it? It says Space Toms. I think that's you. It's awfully small on my screen. But anyway, good to see you.
Hope you
watching,
and the
Tom.
Fam are good.
Yeah, exactly. Hope you guys are staying safe and having a good time. let me know if you want to come on, by the way, because I'd love to promote your upcoming events. I put it on Telegram the other day. Looks like an interesting event. So anyway, always good to see you, Tom. Thank you. Plasma. There was an episode of Twilight Zone that had invisible people in.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So those... What were those glasses called we were talking about earlier? The little liberal bubble glasses?
Yeah, you can exclude someone, basically, right? Okay, interesting.
I like Twilight Zone. I'll have to watch that one.
But anyway, you would get sentenced to invisibility as a prison sentence, like diminished reality. Interesting. I got to check that out. Thank you for the tip, Plasma. That's a good one. Mr. Wright, $14. Thank you. Over on Odyssey, too slow connection out here for the wild, in the wild for live stream. But that's too bad. Thank you for stopping by anyway. Mr. Wright says, keep it up, guys. Later, yeah, hopefully you can check out the archives. Always good to see you. Thank you. Plasma again. Clinton has zero credibility, and she isn't even in the fucking government. She's like Tony Blair, a bad fart in the room that just won't leave. That's right. And we have one here from Arn Jimses as well. $5. Thank you. Hail, Red Eyes. Great work as usual. Been a while since I've dropped a stinking Lincoln. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Are you caught up there, Lana?
Dear Trusker says, hail, Henrik and Lana. Free Mr. Bond. Thank you.
Yeah, 10 years. 10 years. Crazy.
Ackerbach says, that would be a hard no. This is in the referendum, those questions I read earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever that vote would have been held, with San Francisco being the only possible exception. Yes. And then Ma6 Guerrillion says, you said something about voting. What is your opinion on the validity of that? Is there any reason to vote in elections anymore? I still think locally, yes, and why not? It can't hurt. Got to try everything.
Yeah, I mean, they cheat and they do all kinds of stuff, but no, I mean, it's very low effort. It's very low effort to potentially prevent some crazy, most of the most insane things from happening. But, you know, if you're an accelerationist, I totally get that too. It's like, nope, vote for the worst candidate in the room, you know? I understand that, you know?
I know Dave Riley here in Northern Idaho is running as a Democrat in the next election.
Based. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta do some tricks, you know what I mean? All right, guys, we're going to wrap up there. Subscribestar.com/redice. That's a good option if you want to join us. Next up here, we have Weekend Warrior coming up, of course, on the members' websites. But we have other stuff there, too. So it's not just Weekend Warrior. We have a second hour of interviews, exclusive videos. We have more interviews coming up as well, by the way, in the pipeline. We had that one premiering that you did with Anatoly, journalist from Moscow. So that's up in the members' section right now. I'll put that on the main channels here soon. So they'll be up there. But if you can't wait, check it out in the member section. Entropy Stream works as well. There's a couple of ways that you can sign up. We have actually, I'll probably integrate the Telegram option. We've enabled that here the other day. So that could be a potential way to sign up as well using your credit and debit card. But we'll have more information about that soon. Meantime, Cash App, e-check option. That's if you're in the UK, the US and UK for the Cash App, and US with the e-check option. Crypto, of course, and there's a mailing address if you want to sign up the good old-fashioned way, pre-internet days, as it were. All right, anything else, Lana, before we wrap up here?
No, I think we're going to integrate also Gab Pay. There's an app that's basically like a peer-to-peer thing, so
yes,
we'll get that as well.
That is correct. And, of course, I want to say as well a thank you to our executive producers here today, Scott Henderson and T. Lothrop Stoddard. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Appreciate your support. We have two tiers in the... subscribe on Subscribestar if you want to check those out. If you want to be an executive producer, helps to support the show, and input other things that comes with that. All right, I think that's it. Let me find the outro here, and we will be back soon. Then Weekend Warrior, as I said, up next.
Right.
Where are we? Right there. We
interviewing
are.
The Hearth and Helm ladies on Tuesday.
Okay,
so look out for that.
Good, awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate all your support. We will be back with more soon. Until then, take care, stay brave, and we'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Bye.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.